Did James Blunt write that bed music, do you think? Hello then, welcome to Friday, the thing of November on LBC 97.3 frequency modulations a second. Coming to you this afternoon from a studio you can literally get to via the medium of the telephone this afternoon. Simply smash 90909073 into it, and a series of electronic connections will put you on air there, talking to me here, in here. Essentially, I'm saying you should call me 0870-9090-973. In case you were wondering where Ian Lee is this afternoon, well, the answer is, I don't know. I'm just the supply teacher. But he has left a note, actually. It simply reads, I can't go on. By the time you read this, I'll be dead of LBC News. Is that
right? Is that what it says?
Well, apparently he's outside in his car with a hosepipe running from LBC News through the window. Never mind. Chris and Helen are here. I can see them now through the glass. And if they stop kissing long enough to answer the phones, then you can simply get through to me on air. 0870-9090-973 to do that then. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee on LBC 97.3.
London's LBC 97.3.
John Holmes.
Right then, I expect you're clamouring, and by clamouring, I mean not clamouring, to know just what's coming up on today's Fat Asbo. Well, as we didn't have time to play the mystery voice quiz on Wednesday, we'll be redoing that. It's a difficult one today. I can tell you that it's Simon Cowell talking about not liking to lose, but who is it?
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
Just who is that? 64046 on the text, or holmes@lbc.co.uk if you know. And remember, the winner this afternoon... What did I say? 84850. What? I can't read or see. I shouldn't have taken those drugs at lunchtime, should I? 84850 is the text, that's right. The winner takes all. If you think you know and you'd like to take it all, 84850 is the number. Or holmes@lbc.co.uk. And speaking of prizes, which we were there... Well, there were so many people wanting to play Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio on Wednesday that I promised we'd roll it over to today. So we have, and details coming up later. Register to play, though, on 0870-9090-973. Today, three lucky winners will get a fantastic prize. I've got three more, mind, given away before, but I've got three more DVD box sets of the internet to give away. The good people at the internet have donated them to us, and this time they're signed as well. We've got signed DVD box sets of the internet. Brilliant. Exclusive prize, then, three DVD box sets of the internet. 0870-9090-973. As it's Friday, I'm in a good mood. So if you'd like to talk balls, then please do call. Some of you are very good at it, and mentally unstable as well. In fact, I'm in such a good mood that I'm going to actually tell you what's been happening to my sister. Right, even though she's specifically asked me not to mention it at all. But what's happened is she was going out with this guy called Matt, who was a bit weird. Going out with him for years, and he was a bit weird. We all thought he was a bit strange. Don't know what it was, couldn't put my finger on it, but a bit weird. So she's going out with him for a long time, but eventually, you know, kind of grows out of that and realises he is weird. And so she chucks him. This is very recently. And what's happened is he's now stalking her via the medium of text, hanging around outside the house. She still lives with my parents, by the way. So she's hanging around outside the house. He's following my other sister round Asda to try and get back with the sister that chucked him. And just go, I've changed. Because she's changed the number, essentially, and won't take his calls or anything, even to the house. Then my sister, she's quite young. The first time, really, she goes to a nightclub with her mates. She'd never really been to many nightclubs before because this guy, Matt, wouldn't let her. He's a bit weird, as I say. So she goes, and he's never been to a nightclub. His idea of a good time was walking around a 24-hour Asda looking at shelves all night. That's the kind of person he was. And so she went to a nightclub with her mates and looks over the other side of the room. And there is Matt, who's never been to a nightclub, sitting there staring at her. Which kind of ruined her sort of evening, because he didn't approach, just sat and stared at her. And his behaviour is becoming increasingly weird in terms of, you know, sending stuff to her work. And I don't mean like the heads of animals or something. I mean like flowers and stuff. Just bizarre. You know, he didn't do this before, and it's just all getting a bit stalky. So what I was going to, you know, I can make my sister feel better. You can help, essentially, make my sister feel better. Because I said, well, there's bound to be people out there who've had far worse, Vicky, that's her name, than you have had. So I thought this afternoon what you could do, if you could ring 0870 90 90 973 and share with me your sort of, have you ever been stalked or have stalked or taken specifically weird revenges on ex boyfriends go. Just, you know, I thought we could perhaps just make my sister feel better this afternoon. 0870 90 90 973. Meanwhile, Anthony is on the telephone. Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you. Bit nippy today.
You're a bit nippy?
Yeah.
Are you wrapped up warm?
Yeah, got radiators on.
Have you? You should try putting clothes on. They wouldn't clank around as much.
Yeah, I've got. So how are you, John? You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, actually. Yeah, are you at home then?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Yeah, where do you live?
Horniston.
Where's that? Hertfordshire?
Yeah, Hertfordshire.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, yeah. Okay. Forgive me, you don't sound... you're a regular caller, I know that.
Yeah.
How old are you, Auntie?
I'm 19, John.
You're 19. So what are you doing with your day? Why aren't you, you know, out, I don't know, getting an Asbo or something?
Because I'm just finished on the market working today.
Oh, okay, so early start.
Yeah.
Right, what market do you work on?
It's a battery stall, Christmas stall as well.
It's a what stall, sorry?
It's a battery and Christmas, all different varieties of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So... I hope your sister gets better.
Well, it's terrible, isn't it? Have you ever been dumped?
No, not at the moment, not yet.
Have you ever seen a lady?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you, have you got a girlfriend?
Answer? Yeah.
Have you? What's her name?
Holly.
Holly. It's nice. Christmassy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, do you think at some point if she eventually chucks you, you'd probably stalk her?
No.
No?
Not that kind of person.
You're not that kind of, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Matt's a bit weird, Anthony, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say, he's strange, a bit weird, isn't he?
He is a bit strange. We all thought he was strange for ages.
Don't know where he's born, but not on this planet.
Not on this planet, Anthony, no. No. Not in Hoddesdon,
no,
either, honestly. So, yeah. What have you been doing? You've been at work, just finished work, have you?
Yeah, just finished on the market.
Yeah.
Not doing much tonight, but...
Do you find, as we're sort of now talking about sort of relationship-y stuff, Anthony, that the market's a good place to meet prospective partners?
Maybe, maybe not.
Have you ever been out with a customer?
No.
Would you consider it?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
And you've got your eye on particularly, imagine your girlfriend's not listening?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to share that with us anymore, or?
Yeah. She's, what, I wonder who I've seen?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, she's about 19.
Yeah.
Quite fit.
Quite fit, yeah.
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 Blonde hair, normal, really.
Right.
Page 3, I'll say.
Page 3?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Really? Well, you should ask her.
Yeah, I will.
Why don't you just come out with it and ask her? In fact, better than that, Anthony, as we're now talking about sort of, you know, whether you've been stalked or stalking. Stalker.
Yeah.
Follow her. I don't mean, like, in a nasty way. Just follow her about.
Friendly
I'm not condoning, you know, stalking. I'm just saying that you should just follow her around.
Yeah.
You know, she'll get the message eventually.
Yeah, she will.
So, who's that following around? It's that bloke from the market.
He's going to talk to him.
Yeah, I might as well talk to him or call the police. It could go one of two ways, Anthony.
Mm.
But it might come down in your favour.
But that's right to next Friday, though.
To what, sorry?
Well, that's right to next Friday, though, now.
Yeah, whatever you said then. How long have you been going out with Holly?
To a fortnight.
A fortnight?
Not long.
Oh, that's not long at all, is it? And already you've got your eye on this other girl at the market, Anthony. What's wrong with you?
I'm just going to see how it goes.
See how it goes. Where did you meet Holly?
I met her in a cinema.
You met her in a cinema?
Yeah.
Does she work in a cinema?
No.
So you met her... How do you meet people? It's dark, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's dark in a cinema, Anthony.
When it lights up, she come over to me.
She come over to you?
Yeah.
Get you.
I know.
Why? What were you doing?
Oh, no, just
You walking. Weren't doing that popcorn trick, were you, where you cut the bottom out of the popcorn?
No, I afraid not.
No.
I was walking naturally and with mates and then she just struck over.
And she came over to you?
Yeah.
That's good. You're a bit of a good-looking chap, Anthony, would you say?
Yeah. Then she just started talking.
Yeah.
In short numbers and went from there.
Right. So, nice. I'm impressed. No, I can tell you this for a truth, Anthony. I've never been... girls have never come over to me and just randomly, in a cinema or otherwise, and just gone, hey, okay. Do you want my number? That's just never... I thought that didn't happen, Anthony. In fact, I thought it happened in films.
Well, it can now.
It might be just me, then, is what you're saying.
No.
It might be just me that this doesn't happen to. It probably happens to everyone, this.
Yeah, probably, but, where did you meet your first girl?
Where did I meet her?
Yeah.
Playgroup.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well...
I mean, I was the same age. I'm not weird. I'm not a perv, Anthony. I was the same age. I'm not suggesting that I picked up a girl in playgroup recently. That would be plain wrong. I wasn't saying that.
No. I'll let you go, John.
Right, right. Okay. Look, love to Holly. I hope it goes all right. Have you, it's been 2 weeks. Have you, you know...
Pardon?
You know, have you,
No, not yet.
No? Planning on it?
It will come.
I hope you both do.
Cheers, John.
Okay, thanks very much. Next caller, then. Who's... we haven't got... Oh, is it... Oh, righty-ho, this is LBC 97.3. And here's Richard with the travel.
Thanks very much, Hammersmith Bridge.
Chris, do I have to read this out now? Is that what you said?
Yes, please.
Yeah. What, word for word, or do you want me to just sort of...
You can ad-lib around it, but make sure you get the
information.
Important information across.
All right, okay. All next week... Is that all right so far? Okay. All next week with Nick Ferrari at Brixton. Shall I do it in a DJ voice? Would that help? Do you think that would help sell it?
Just do it how
it Okay. Goes. All next week with Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7. You can... Is that sort of thing? Is that,
it's good, actually.
Okay, I'll keep doing it. You can win a weekend break for two flying from Heathrow with Heathrow Connect, the smart new way to get to London Heathrow Airport. All you have to do is work out Nick's London connection and you could be jetting off for a romantic weekend break. Is it with Nick Ferrari? Is the romantic...
Only if he's in your head.
Okay. In your personal library, as I believe we'd call that. That's all next week with Nick Ferrari at breakfast and Heathrow Connect. How's that?
Thank you very much.
Okay, can I get... Hi, Steve.
John, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Did you like my DJ voice?
No, not really.
Okay, fair enough. At least you're honest.
It was a bit smashy and nicey, really, wasn't it?
I just thought that's, you know, by reading it, I thought that's probably what it needed to push
but
it.
But it's the sort of thing you'd expect on a local radio
station.
A local radio station.
Yes,
not
indeed.
Something of the quality of LBC.
Goodness me, no.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me, no.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
Good.
I was phoning about this weirdo match.
I know, weirdo.
I think that as the older brother, you should go and have a word with him.
You think I should?
Yeah, just point out the, futility of what he's doing. It's a pointless exercise. She's not going to go back to him.
She really isn't, no.
This behaviour just confirms the fact that it was the right thing for her to do to dump him.
I know, she was going out with him for years. I mean, quite like 5 years. And we were all sort of going, we can't tell her. She's got to learn for herself that he's a bit weird. You know, and he would come to, obviously, to family events. And stuff,
yes.
And you'd sort of be going, there's something really wrong with him. And then it just turns out that he has gone a bit mental at the end of it. And
I mean, it is bizarre, but he says there are men out there that do this sort of thing, because they, I don't know, they've got these insecurities, haven't they, so...
Yeah, have you ever sort of been on the receiving end of a dumping, Chris? Steve, sorry.
I learned very early, I actually lost my first love to my big brother.
Oh, now that's got to hurt.
Oh, God, that hurt. I mean, it was. I became a hermit for about 3 months.
That's all. Did you still live at home or anything?
Yeah.
So you became a hermit in the same house as your big brother?
No. He lived about 5 streets away.
Oof, that's not far
and,
enough.
I used to go and do things like let his motorcycle tyres down.
Good
and,
work.
You know, that sort of stuff. Really child, stupid. Well, I was a child. I was 17 at the time.
No, but that's good, though. That's good. I mean, that, again, on the same number, 08709090973, if this sort of thing has happened to you, like has happened to Steve, and you've gone and taken revenge in some sort of way, yeah, let us know. Because, you know, it's tyres down. I think, Steve, that's not as bad as it could be.
Well, you know, at the time, I mean, it was a good thing he noticed, because it could have been a nasty accident, but as I say, I got over it after that. I just, after 3 months, so I just thought, what am I doing this for? There's no point. You might as well get on with life, and since then, taking the attitude, well, if someone doesn't want to be with you, they don't want to be with you. Why waste your time
that
with them?
That is exactly right, isn't it? You're right, but the trouble is, irrationality takes over, Steve, doesn't it?
Well, this is it.
You know, how long did, so, well, you did the tyres, did he ever find out it was you? Did he know it was you?
Yeah, he knew it was me all the time.
Right, but did he ever confront you about it, or just sort of go, I kind of deserve it? I mean, it's a bit of a gittish thing to do, isn't it?
We joked about it a few months later in the pub.
Right.
Because I sort of forgave him, and he apologised, and they split up and business, but, you know, it was just...
Bloody stick of the wart, Steve.
Well, this is true.
Which could be proved if you'd have ever sort of, you know...
Which comes back to the original point, is that you ought to go and have a word with this Matt and
sort it out. To be honest, he's bigger than me, but, you know, I could send someone.
But you're an intelligent man. Intelligence is always superior to brute force.
Not if he's armed with a tire iron.
Take a chef's knife with you.
Frankly, you really shouldn't. No, and I'm not condoning that in any way.
You shouldn't do that at all, but you should point out the obvious logic of the stupidity of what he's doing.
Yeah, well, I think he will stop in his own time. I think he'll get bored and realise, as you said, the futility of the stalking.
What about the effect it will have on Vicky, though? I mean...
Yeah, well, she's been very good about it. She's technically just ignoring him. And then every time I speak to her, I go, is he still there? She goes, yeah. Keeps texting me, rings, yeah.
She's okay with it.
She's all right, though. Yeah, she'll kill me for this. She will not be happy that I'm discussing this on the radio at all. But she's got a new lease of life, Steve. She's turned into a better person for it.
Off and the way.
Going out.
As soon as one door closes, another door will open.
There you go. See?
That's the thing of life, really.
But I'm glad. Do you know where this girl is now that ran away with your brother?
Funny enough, I think she became a lesbian and moved up north.
Now, that's good. So
No, I didn't turn her.
No.
I think she moved up north. Last I heard, she moved up north.
Right. That's that thing. That's that thing. Good, though. Yeah. But you're right. Maybe I should have, get her to ring him now and get him to tune in, because he could just hear all of this.
Well, no. Well, I suppose you could do that. Humiliate him.
Yeah.
But, if he's outside the house, then, if you pull up and say, mate, I think we ought to talk about this and, maybe drive him off, if you don't mind him being in the car.
Chris was saying earlier, he's driven past girls' houses before. Is that right, Chris? Did you say he'd done that?
Once or twice.
Yeah? In what sort of stalky capacity, or just a...
Just a slow drive-by.
Right, armed? Yeah? Like Jennifer Ellison's house? Remember that? She was in... Brookside, wasn't she, or something? And she got her house shot up by gangsters. Do you not remember that? It wasn't long ago.
It wasn't similar to that.
So not similar. I'm just suggesting that maybe what you've done.
No,
you haven't. No. Were they girls that knew you liked them, Chris, or were you just sort of...
They did eventually.
Yeah. Right, when you persisted in parking up outside their house.
Is it okay to send a girl that you like, but you're not going out with...
Yeah.
...a bunch of red roses?
With your name on or not?
Without...
Yeah, but then she's... How are you going to... What use is that? See, I've never understood the point of Valentine's cards. If you don't sign it, how do you know... And if I got a Valentine's card and it said you're great or whatever, then I'd go, brilliant. But now am I supposed to act on that? Because I don't know who it's from.
You have to find out. That's the mystery of it.
I've got the time to do that. Well, Steve, what do you think? Valentine's card?
I think with the Valentine's card, you should always put a clue.
There! See? Chris,
there should always be a clue.
Exactly that.
I always do a little rhyme where the first thing, I shouldn't tell this, because I could make some money out of this with Hallmark, maybe, but I always put my name, so each line starts with a letter from my name.
Right, well, it's not going to take the Enigma code machine to break that, is it?
Well, you'd be surprised how many people don't see it.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, those pictures that used to be around where you stare into them and they go into all 3D?
Yeah, they
never
work.
Now some people can see that and some people just cannot get it.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right, so what rhyme would you have? You would sort of, STEVE, you'd go what?
Something like,
Here I sit, today I am yours, every day I am yours.
Well, I wouldn't quite go that.
Valerie, if her name's Valerie.
But, various, I mean, I can't remember any of them now, but whatever takes fancy, at the time.
Are you married now, Steve?
No, sort of, going to be in a few years.
That's a long engagement, isn't it? Or is that just thinking, positively?
No, it's because we're waiting for my stepdaughter to finish school.
Oh, okay.
So that my girlfriend can move down here. The family will all move here when she's finished school.
Too complicated, Steve, frankly.
It is.
We've said all we need to know. Thank you. Thanks very much for that.
No, pleasure. Good luck with this Matt guy.
Okay, well,
get him out of her life,
Okay, well, that's advice I will pass on from you specifically, Steve. Thanks very much. If you want to, if you've been stalked or are a stalker or have some terrible revenge stories of exes, 0870 90 90 973. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee.
How many times have you said, I wish I bought...
Sitting in for Ian Lee this afternoon. 0870 90 90 973 is the number to call us. 84850 is the text. Email holmes@lbc.co.uk. We've got the Mystery Voice competition. We'll be doing that after the news headlines at 3:30. Also, we're playing Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. We played it on Wednesday. We ran out of time. We'll be playing it again. If you want to play that, 0870 90 90 973. News headlines are next. Who's doing them today? We don't know. That's very useful. How very professional. And so then, to today's phone-in game. Radio phone-in games, of course, as we said the other day, are, by their very nature, often quite dull. But this one, we played on Wednesday, and we didn't have time for everyone to play. So I promised we'd do it again. It's Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. It's like Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the Xbox, but for people who don't have an Xbox. Other than that, it's identical. On the radio, we recreate the excitement, adrenaline, stealth and atmosphere of a disused Russian oil tanker that's now controlled by terrorists. You are Secret Service agent Sam Fisher, wearing night vision goggles and armed with a gun. And you have to make your way in the dark through a seemingly deserted hold. You must find the keys and get to the control room, but standing between you and mission success are any number of terrorists, civilians, household pets and clowns. You have four controls: shoot, hold fire, pick up, use or bang uselessly into wall. The lines are now open, 08709090973, and ready for you to play. Helen has doubtless chosen some completely inappropriate music with which to ruin the atmosphere, but it is time to play. And as I say, there are prizes for this stuff now. I've got three DVD box sets of The Internet to give away. 08709090973, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. And first player, I think, is Stephen Bromley. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good, okay.
That's good. Are you confident?
No, because I've never heard of this game before.
Have you never heard this game before?
No, I missed it last week.
Oh, well, did you just get the explanation of it then?
Briefly.
Briefly, right. Well, yeah. You know the game Splinter Cell for the Xbox?
Yep.
What, is that you bleeping, or is that me bleeping?
Sorry, I think it's probably a battery on the phone, so...
This could go well then, couldn't it?
Well, you know, yeah, Mission Impossible.
All right, good. Well, let's see what happens then. It's just going to get in the way. Actually, no, it sounds... I tell you what, Steve, that sounds actually like you're wearing some sort of...
sonar?
Yeah.
Radar thing?
Yeah, in the Russian oil tanker. So actually, that adds to the atmosphere for me.
It works with it, does it?
Yeah. Well, all you got to do, you've got four controls.
Okay.
You're right? You've got... you've got shoot.
Yep.
Hold fire.
Yep.
I'm waiting for the beep. There you go. Pick up, use.
Uh-huh.
Or bang uselessly into wall.
Okay, that sounds good.
Right, you're in the oil... is that your entire battery gone now?
No.
Right, then you're in the bottom of the oil tanker now. It's dark, you're wearing night vision goggles. Right, I'm going to call out... You've got to get to the other end of it. You've got to find the keys on the way. I'm going to call out things that are popping up and that you see as you go through.
Okay.
And you have to tell me whether you're going to shoot, hold fire, pick up and use it, or bang uselessly into wall.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yep. Ready.
Okay, let's play Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. Good music choice. Well, all right, I suppose. Okay, are you ready, Steve?
Ready.
There we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Hold fire.
Civilian.
Hold fire.
Civilian.
Hold fire.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist giving a civilian a fireman's lift.
Hold fire.
Interesting. Civilian giving a terrorist a fireman's lift.
Hold fire.
Civilian giving a terrorist a Chinese burn.
Hold fire.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Health cube.
Pick up and use.
Ammo.
Pick up and use.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Hold fire.
Terrorist with one leg.
Shoot.
Dead terrorist.
Shoot him.
Waste of a bullet, Steve. Health cube.
Pick up and use.
Terrorist snogging a terrorist.
Shoot them both.
Civilian feeling up a terrorist.
Hold fire.
Guinea pig.
Shoot.
Rabbit.
Shoot.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Shoot.
Child.
Pick up and use.
Child on a bike. Weirdo.
Hold.
Terrorist on a bike.
Shoot.
Christ on a bike.
Hold fire.
Terrorist motorcycle display team.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Clown.
Hold fire.
Keys.
Pick up and use.
Health cube.
Pick up and
civilian.
Use. Shoot.
Terrorist.
Hold.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Hold.
That's the end of the game. Game over. I can tell you, I'm just going to add that score up. 13 out of 20, Steve.
Mm.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad for level one.
good enough?
Yeah, well, we'll see. If no one beats you...
Right, I see, okay.
Then you know, you're going to be taking home one of the prizes. Have you got a DVD box, a DVD player?
Yes.
Oh, that's marvellous. Because we've got a DVD box set of the internet to give away. And it's signed as well.
Fantastic.
We've got three to give away this afternoon, so you might be in with a chance, Steve.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, go in now. Steve there from Bromley playing Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. If you want to play and be in with a chance of winning prizes, 0870 90 90 973 is the number. The other thing we're talking about, of course, is stalkers and stalky partners. My sister, as I mentioned, Vicky, was going out with this guy, Matt, for a long time, and she chucked him, for want of a better word, and now he's gone a bit stalky on her. It's a bit weird. So I was wondering, you know, we can help her this afternoon. We could give her some advice. If you've ever been stalked, how did you stop that happening? Maybe you are a stalker. Maybe you are a stalker. And I've got some advice and tips for other would-be stalkers. Either way, it doesn't matter. 0870 90 90 973. You can text us, 84850, or email this afternoon, homes@lbc.co.uk. Let me have a look at what's coming in the text here. What does this... So, of course, we're doing the Mystery Voice competition as well. I've already got some answers in for that, but we'll get onto that in a minute. John, what's that say? I'm sitting in a lecture, chuckling to myself like a mental. Can I play Splinter Cell by text? Shoot, shoot, pick up and use Jesus on a bicycle. Nice. You can't really play it by text, I'm afraid. But sorry about that. But you can play it if you ring us. 08709. John, my name's Matt, not the stalky one. If your sister wants me to go around to stalky Matt's house in the middle of the night with a garden fork... dressed in an Asda uniform and mash him up prison style. I'll do that, but for it, I want an Oyster card with £100 on it. Let me know, mate. P.S. The P.S. is on another text. P.S. I can make it look like an accident. Yeah, fairly tempting, that. Jonathan, hello.
Oh, hello, John. Yeah, I've been told not to use any names, so I'm going to make up names, all right?
That's fine. Are they going to be... when you say make up names, are you thinking, like, human names or just names of sort of fake, false...
Well, fake.
Lovecraftian gods?
I was stalked a long time ago in Cornwall by a bloke. I'll call him Fairy.
Call him Fairy?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
We went out with each other for quite a while.
Yeah.
Because I'm the Fairy, really.
Okay.
We went out with each other for a while, and... When I sort of finished with him,
yeah,
he kept ringing me up and he kept following me. And I go to every time I went to a certain gay club, he'd be standing outside. And no, he didn't do anything to hurt me.
No,
I find it very unnerving.
Yeah,
of somebody being there all the time. You know what I mean? It was really, I didn't like it.
No, did he follow you around? Just sort of around the streets and stuff.
Well, yes, and around parks of an evening.
Parks, yeah, of an evening.
Yes, when I'd go out for an evening stroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to like to go to certain places. I didn't like Hampstead Heath, but in Cornwall.
Right. And what's that called?
Oh, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was a place very similar.
To Hampstead Heath,
to go,
right.
And meet friends.
I think we know what you're saying, Jonathan.
Yeah, oh, nice one. Good. Yeah. I'm trying to be careful because the schools are out now.
Yeah. and they're not the only thing, Jonathan, by the sound of it.
No. And anyway, after a while, I did sort of confront him about it. And
yeah.
I said, look, you know, what's your problem? And he said, well, I wasn't ready to finish with you. I said, well, I'm finished with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Then the rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he, when you were following you around a gay park, did you see him, was it from a distance and you saw him in the distance and recognised him? Or was he, you know, sort of a couple of yards behind or something weird like that?
Well, I have to say it was usually fairly dark and it was when I met him thinking it was someone else.
Ooh.
And I realised it was him.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That is stalky.
And again,
I think reading between the lines, we know what you're saying, but it's an interesting, it is interesting. So what happened in the end?
Well, funny enough, he went off and turned straight.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
This is turning interesting. We had Steve, I think it was earlier, who said that his girlfriend ran off with his brother and then is now a lesbian, and now you've turned a man straight.
Yeah, well, I hope it wasn't me. I'd feel terrible if I did the thing like that. Yeah, you know, but maybe I put him off. Maybe I could have easily put him off, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, Yeah, how are things with you anyway, John? All right?
Yeah, not so bad, actually. Yeah, I'm all right. You know, sitting in here like a supply teacher, as I say. It's like, as I've said it before, Jonathan, I'll say it again, it's a bit like when you're given the... you know, when you're at school and you're given the gerbil to look after for the winter, for the Christmas holidays or something. Someone has to take it home. It's a bit like that with the show. I'm kind of given this show and I have to look after it, make sure it doesn't die. I kind of forget to feed it and, you know, don't change the water often enough. It starts to smell and then I give it back to Ian eventually. And that's kind of how it works.
I thought it stayed very much alive, actually. And it did the day before yesterday, I think you were on, right?
Yeah, it was, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to ring in. No, it's very good, thanks, John.
Well, how kind of you to say.
Yeah, not at all. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Well, thank you very much indeed for calling that. That's
cheers.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Jonathan there in Hammersmith, although I have used his real name. I hope that's all right, even though he said not to. What does this say here? John, I stalked you once. You didn't notice. Right? Not very good stalking then, is it? Oh, the things I saw, you weirdo, it says here, and that's from Kay. You're right, I didn't notice that. What does that say? Oh, I see. What's this one? Sorry, I can't read that. It's illegal. When is Ian Lee coming back? Please stop trying to be funny. I am too weak to turn off my radio. Righto. And that is the sort of person who's listening. Sort of too weak and feeble to turn off the radio. Is there a name on it? Is there? No, there is. Oh, no, there is. Dan. Thank you, Dan, for your kind words. So, stalking. That's what we're talking about this afternoon. Stalking, or firstly, anyway, there's another thing I want to talk about to do with Chris, because I've noticed through the glass here, and I know he won't mind me, actually he will mind me saying this, but this is true. Chris is wearing makeup today. Wearing makeup. We'll talk about that in a moment. Here's a travel with Richard.
Big problems on the North Circular now. It's been closed.
A quick news headline for you now as well. Madonna has, it's been announced this afternoon, has adopted James O'Brien just weeks after she adopted a Malawian boy, the pop star who saw on the LBC webcam the plight of James O'Brien and was dismayed by that. And she's had him flown now from the studios to her house where he's got his own nanny and cage to sleep in. There'll be more on that, of course, in the main news at 4 o'clock. Jessica, hello.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
That's very nice to hear. Where are you calling us from, Jessica?
Sheffield.
Sheffield? In Cornwall?
No.
No.
In Yorkshire. Listening on DAB.
Okay. What does that stand for?
Digital Audio Broadcast.
Correct, 10 points.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you do, Jessica, with yourself?
Well, I've got a day off today.
Have you?
So I'm just relaxing.
What do you have a day off from?
Work.
Good answer. 10 more points.
So, this thing about stalking...
She's not giving anything away. Yes, go on, stalking, yes.
Well, I've been stalked by a mobile phone. My mobile phone.
You're actually being stalked by a mobile phone?
Yeah, let me tell you.
Please do.
I called my mobile service provider.
Yes.
Will not name them.
Go on.
Because of all the bad things I'm about to say.
Oh, okay, then not then.
But, and I've got a problem with something else. Yeah? So I talked to someone. Let's call him Ben.
Should we call him Ben?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to call him Idiot.
Okay, let's call him Idiot Ben.
Yeah.
Is that his...
Psychologically Disturbed Ben.
Let's call him that. I'm getting that from you, but that's fine.
And I tried to sort out my problem.
Do you want to tell us what the problem was, Jessica?
Well, it was just a voicemail problem. I've got a voicemail problem.
Oh, I see, not a mental problem.
No. He's got the mental problem.
He's got the mental problem.
And he helped me out with the problem.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that was the end of the conversation as far as I was concerned.
It's a conversation many of us have had with our mobile service providers,
yes.
Jessica.
However,
yes.
He then started saying, well, I hope it all sorts out, you know, and if it's not sorted out, give me a call back. And I thought, well, I'm not going to do that because obviously it's sorted out, surely.
Yeah.
And then I think, that's why I'm not going to name him properly, that he started to stalk me on my mobile phone because he got access to my details.
He would have access to your details.
And I just got a couple of dodgy voicemails and dodgy texters that just made me think this guy, you know, I'm sure.
Did you know it was him though? Did there any clues in there?
No, there was a clue in there. There was a clue in there. About the second message, he made a mistake.
What did you do?
Well, what I did is I called him. This is what you should do if you do get stalked by a mobile phone, because on one hand it's just a bit irritating, but on the other hand it can be quite disturbing.
Yeah, disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I called up the mobile service provider.
Yeah.
I said, I'm being stalked.
Mm-hmm. What if he'd have answered the phone, then?
Well, just some poor person that got landed.
But what if he'd have answered that he, by a coincidence, when you'd rung back?
And call back. Got someone else.
Would you recognise his voice?
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
So I just called this person, and it was a Scottish woman, and she was very helpful.
Yes.
She said to me, well, if you're being stalked, we can contact the police straight away, or you can contact the police.
But you're being stalked by her company.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
This guy could have been sitting next to her, Jessica.
I did kind of say to her, look, you know, I think it might be someone from...
Your
so-and-so,
office.
So-and-so, but I'm not... I've got no evidence to back that up, so I can't really go with that too much, but...
But it might be.
Let me just tell you what happened.
Go on.
A whole kind of things kick into place.
Yeah.
If you make a complaint that you're being stalked by somebody,
yeah.
The mobile phone company can tell who it is, even if they've withheld their number.
Can they?
Yeah.
That's like spooks.
So, effectively, she kind of knew who talked to me. They can't tell you because of, like, I don't know, MI5 security reasons.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can know every time that person's called you.
Right.
And they said to me, right, well, you know, all that's kicked into place. If you have these problems again, call us straight away, preferably before you get another call, and let us know that it's happened, and we can do something about it.
Yeah.
And instantly, those calls stopped. This was about a month ago. So it makes me think that...
So it was him.
Yeah, exactly. He'd read the notes on the account and knew that I'd taken some sort of, like...
That's good. What you should have done, you should have said to her, right, I'm calling you, and in your office now, somewhere in there with you, is this guy... We'll call him Ben.
Yeah.
Right? So, stand up now.
The idiot.
Ben the idiot. Stand up now, have a look round, is what you should have said. And she could have said, right, can you see the bloke Ben? She'd have gone, yeah. So, you go, over to him and punch him in the face.
Yeah, but then she would have
then you
that.
Thereby getting your revenge.
Yeah, she would have thought that I was the crazy person and not him. She dealt with it brilliantly and I've not been bothered since. So, if anyone experiences that, do that.
That's what to do.
Yeah.
Well, do you think, though, Jessica, what? Do you think... Because I've often wondered this, right? You know when you do phone a company like that?
Yeah.
Right? Now, and they've got, as you say, access to your details.
Exactly. All of them.
All of them. I don't... I'll bet you they don't screen the people who work in these places very well.
Well, they probably... Well, he slips under the net if they do.
But I reckon this happens a lot. I mean,
it might not have been him, but it was just such a massive coincidence. Well, it was him.
It was. You know it was him. We all know it was him now. We've heard the story, Jessica.
But it's all over now, so, you know.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if he knew all your details, he could have followed you anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to go now.
Is it what? Are you just frightened?
Well, it's not I'm frightened.
What you forgot?
That would be giving in, wouldn't it? But I think that kind of thing can happen. People should be aware of it.
Yeah, I know, but what you don't...
And
Jessica...
You can do that, and obviously in my case, it stopped
Jessica,
it.
Shut up. What you don't know is... Chris took all your details.
Yeah, thanks.
And when you phoned up. Because we've got a system here that does that. And Chris is a bit stalky.
I'm going to choose not to worry about that one.
So if you get a phone call later today...
I'll just ignore it. I've got a little thing here now. I'd never pick up on withheld.
It's Chris.
Okay.
From LBC.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jessica.
Bye.
Jessica there. Jessica in Sheffield, clearly. 0870 90 90 973. If you've a stalky tale to tell. Is this a game of Splinter Cell? After this.
Good morning, sir. Welcome aboard.
I stalk you all the time, and I'm very good at hiding. You'll never see me. And that, apparently, is a text from Zippy from Rainbow. I've stalked mushrooms. That's from Simon in Wimbledon. Thank you. I got stalked every day by a girl for 5 months. She would come into where I work and pretend to look around the shop. I end up dating her for 2 years, says Nathan. Stalking obviously has its good side. 0870 90 90 973. We're essentially trying to help out my sister Vicky, whose ex Matt is stalking her like a madman. So I just thought we could perhaps, you know, make her feel better and make her know she wasn't alone this afternoon. That was my ill-conceived idea to get people to phone in. But now, Simmy.
Hello, John.
Simmy, is that a real name?
It is a real name.
Is it short for symmetrical?
It's not short for anything. I'm named after an Indian actress.
Right, okay.
Simi Agarwal or something like that.
You don't even know who you're named after?
No, but she's a little older than me, I think.
I see.
But she was very beautiful, apparently.
Are you very beautiful? You sound like you might be my Foxy.
I shouldn't be saying. That's father's to say.
I'm sure.
A little exotic looking, I'd say.
A little exotic looking.
Yes, okay. I've got mixed blood of everything.
Of everything?
Oh, yes. India, Iraq, Spain, Israel, England.
Blimey, how many parents have you got, Simi? were you conceived at some sort of orgy?
No.
Is that what happened?
My parents were born in India, but they're not actually Indian. My father is of Spanish descent. My mother is of Iraqi descent. I grew up in Israel, came back here, work with Italy, and love the Irish accent. So there you go.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they call me licorice all sorts.
That's slightly racist. Anyway, Simi, it's a pleasure to talk to you, of course. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. Hendon.
Hendon. What do you do apart from, you know, attend?
I import tiles and marble and granite from Italy, all beautiful interior stuff, and I distribute nationally. And good fun.
Well, certainly I've never spoken to anyone who does that, who's done that before.
No, I've spoken to Nick Ferrari and to Clive Ball on a couple of occasions.
Ah, splendid. Do you have your own premises from which you sell?
Yes, I do, in Staples Corner. And if anybody's listening, some ceramics have got very special deals on.
Oh, you want to tell us what one of the deals is? What are you, you know, what gives a, you know, if I came in and bought it?
We do granite worktops, we do porcelain floors, we do marbles and granites and borders and ceramics and listellos and mosaics and glass and things which, you know, you can't even imagine. We've got a phenomenal range.
Righty-ho.
Really, really beautiful things. Kitchens, bathrooms, walls, floors, cladding.
Hey, no, I'm bored
bars,
now.
Bars, restaurants,
I'm bored
swimming
with it now.
Pools.
I'm bored with it now.
Okay, let's play a game then.
Let's play instead Splinter Cell. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell on the radio. You know the rules?
So what am I... well, not entirely. But it's all right. I need to say either hold
do
fire
know, do you know what, we're
or
gonna
shoot.
Have, right, what you get shoot.
Yeah.
Hold fire.
Or pick up and use.
Pick up, use, or bang uselessly into wall.
Ah,
okay.
I didn't hear that one.
They are your four controls. But what we're going to do, because we're going to run out of time, because we have to go to the news.
Oh.
I know, ridiculous, isn't it? We're going to play it after the news, but so I don't want you to go away or anything.
No, I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, gosh, I hope not. You know, we've got some good prizes to give away this afternoon as well.
Okay.
We've got a DVD box set of the internet.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, have you got anything to play that on?
Probably.
And it's signed.
By whom?
I didn't say. So we will be playing Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio with Simi after the news. You can also call us. We're also going to be talking about, is it suitable for men to wear makeup at all? And we'll be talking to Chris in a moment after the news again about that, because today he's coming to work and he's genuinely wearing makeup. We're going to find out why and whether or not it's men are allowed to do that without being embarrassed in this day and age. 0870 9090 973 is the number. 84850 if you want to text abuse to me, like many people seem to be doing, or email that abuse on holmes@lbc.co.uk. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee, LBC 97.3. What they said then. You're sitting in for Ian Lee, which they didn't say, so I'll say that bit. Sitting for Indy. So, still to come, later on the show, of course, I will be bringing you that roundup of London's airport car parks, just in case there's any change to them this afternoon. Also, men wearing makeup. Chris is wearing makeup today. We'll find out why in a while, but is it suitable for men to wear makeup? Are you suspicious, perhaps, as a girl, that a man, your boyfriend, your partner, your husband, someone else, may be using your makeup without you knowing? We'll be talking about men and makeup, apparently, in a moment. Meanwhile, Simi has been hanging on to play Splinter Cell on the radio.
Hiya, John.
Hello, sorry it took so long there, you know.
That's okay.
So, did you enjoy the news down the phone?
Certainly.
Did you? It's exciting.
And the weather.
And the weather. And
the adverts.
Travel and the adverts. Always my favourite parts of the show, Simi, if I'm honest with you. Now, you've got your controls. For those people who've just tuned in, we are playing Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. You've got the controls. You've got shoot, hold fire, pick up, use, or bang uselessly into wall.
Okay.
You are Secret Service Agent Sam Fisher. You're wearing night vision goggles.
Uh-huh.
You've got a gun.
Oh,
and
good.
You're in the belly of a disused Russian oil tanker that's now controlled by terrorists.
Okay.
You have to get to the control room.
Yep.
By taking out the random terrorists, civilians, household pets, or clowns that may stand up in front of you. I'm going to call them out. You have to decide which of the four controls to use. It's that simple. Are you ready to play?
I certainly am.
Okay, let's have some largely inappropriate music from Helen. Oh, that's Knight Rider. That's not bad. I suppose that's not bad. Yeah. The other day it was Howard's Way, Simi. Ridiculous. Anyway, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Night vision goggles on.
Yes, they are.
Gun out.
I gun it out, aiming.
Okay, here we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Shoot.
Civilian giving a terrorist a Chinese burn.
Shoot, shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist with one leg.
Shoot.
Terrorist with three legs, one of its, one from the other terrorist who had one leg.
Shoot three times.
Good. In each leg?
Indeed.
Okay, dead terrorist.
Bang useless into wall.
Good, because otherwise it'd be a waste of a bullet. Health cube.
Pick up a news.
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 No, you can't. You're already full of health. You have to leave that one there. Terrorist holding a civilian's hand and skipping.
Shoot twice.
Oh, you've shot. Ooh. Ammo.
Pick up a news.
Ammo.
Pick up a news.
Terrorist snogging.
Shoot.
Snogging. Let me finish. Terrorist snogging another terrorist.
Shoot both.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist clown.
Shoot, shoot.
A clown. No, it's one thing. It's a terrorist, but it's also a clown.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, definitely shoot.
Okay. Terrorist. Hang on. Terrorist. Hold. Wait a minute. Terrorist holding a guinea pig.
Shoot both.
Ooh, cruelty. Terrorist dressed as a rabbit.
Shoot.
Child.
Hold fire.
Child on a bike.
Hold fire.
Terrorist on a bike.
Shoot.
Terrorist helping a child on a bike because it's just had the stabilizer taken off and he's holding the back seat and helping the child go down the length of the oil tanker.
Shoot. Terrorist. Hold fire. The child.
Terrorist on a bike.
Shoot.
Christ on a bike.
Hold fire.
A terrorist motorcycle display team.
Shoot.
Civilian fly past of red arrows.
Shoot.
That's the game over.
Ah.
Not bad, though.
How many of us?
I'm just going to add that up for you. Well, hang on a minute, because it's quite complicated, because sometimes you shot a thing when you shouldn't have done, but that's fine. Five, six.
Just trigger happy.
You are just trigger happy, but that's fine. You know,
well,
that's
first
kinda,
time.
Kind of best way to play. It's only level one, you know. It's not bad at all. 15 out of 20, Simi.
Okay.
15 out of 20. That's not bad. You're in the lead.
Oh, good.
That's pretty good.
Excellent. Well, I'll carry on listening and hope that I stay in the lead.
I hope you do, yeah. If Chris will take your details, partly because he's a stalker, but also because if you win, we can send you the DVD box set off the internet.
He can only do it if he's wearing makeup.
Believe me, he's wearing makeup. And do you know, Simi,
good.
We're going to find out about that right now.
Good.
Good. Simi, thank you very much for playing.
Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure listening to you. It's been amazing for you.
Oh, you're so kind. And it's a pleasure to talk to you. But go away now. Right, so, Chris, you're wearing makeup. Why?
I
noticed this when I came in, but I was too polite to say anything.
Oh, is it that obvious?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a cover-up stick.
It's...
I found it on my girlfriend's makeup table this morning.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd try it, because I had a spot.
Yeah.
And,
But you must have had a spot before in your life, so why start now, is what I'm saying.
Because it was just lying there.
Right.
Saying, use me.
Was it?
Yeah.
What, do you know, was it a particular brand?
I think it's called Use Me.
Yeah, it's quite... It does match your eyes. It's quite nice.
But I think...
Oh, that might be the spot, actually. I can't...
Oh.
Oh, no, it's the spot that matches your eyes.
Oh. Can you still see the spot?
Yeah. It's not even... It's even got glitter in it. You've used Christmas makeup.
I know. I think I've used the wrong stuff because it is all sparkly.
Yeah.
Stuff.
In the right light, it glitters.
Oh.
But that's the thing. You think it's acceptable to wear that, yeah?
Well, I feel comfortable wearing it.
Yeah, you look more than comfortable than you should do, as far as I'm concerned. I, however... have also worn makeup.
Your choice?
Yeah. Sarah's on the phone. Hello.
Have you really got makeup on?
What line are you?
A billion.
That's it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Really, have you got makeup on?
Well, not today, but I have worn it in the past.
Well, yeah, but it's not like you wear it every day.
There's no point in wearing makeup to come on the radio. Is there, really?
Oh, this is... yeah, but do you wear it,
yeah.
Right, if you're just going out shopping?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Why?
What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
If it's like natural looking.
Yeah.
Even then, it's not that okay. But
yeah,
I think
I like lippy. I like lippy. Lippy.
I'm really, really worried now. I think men should be men, and I like my men. Grr.
You like them what?
Grr. I like them
grr.
Manly.
Grr. That's a lion, not a man. You're doing.
Yeah, but...
Have you ever heard a man go, grr, no?
Well, actually...
Well, all right, at least easy tiger. Or lion, depending.
What I'm saying is, like, can you see what I'm coming from there? you know?
Well...
Leave the makeup to your girlfriend. If I caught my boyfriend wearing my makeup, yeah. I would seriously...
Yeah. What if he drew Lippy around his nipples and said, come on, let's have some fun?
I would call him a freak and dump him.
Okay. Well, you know. I will say, don't go away. Obviously, because I'm going to talk to you about it slightly more, because I do have a makeup story and I'm going to tell you
to make it sound.
Yes, do you know what I have? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Is it? Well, where are we going? Are we going? What are we doing? Yeah. We're coming up to a thing, Sarah.
All right then.
So if you could say, this is LBC, here's a thing, really fast.
Hang on. LBC, here's a thing.
The Chevrolet Calop. I did say on Wednesday that it was next week that Abu Hamza was sitting in for Nick Ferrari, and of course it's not next week. I got the dates wrong. It's the week after that Abu Hamza is sitting in for Nick Ferrari. You can call him that week with your calls. As I say, guests that week are going to include his son, who used to work on the London Underground, Ken Livingstone, Osama bin Laden, and Lee from Step. So that's Abu Hamza the week after next, sitting in for Nick Ferrari. He's not operating the desk himself, though, for obvious reasons. Sarah.
Hiya. Who's sitting on Nick Ferrari?
Abu Hamza, the Muslim cleric.
He's sitting on Nick Ferrari.
He's sitting in for Nick Ferrari the week after.
Oh,
next.
Sorry, I thought
not
yeah.
on Nick Ferrari. That'd be a bit weird.
I like Nick Ferrari. I bought his book today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's all right.
Finished it?
I mean, it's brilliant. No, I only bought it 5 minutes ago. I just went out.
Yeah, but it's not going to take much. It's not going to take much reading, is it?
Oh, it looks quite funny. There's a picture of him on the back, and he's like. With the Olympic torch running.
That's
funny.
You know what? I know that because all round hit this building,
yeah.
Full of them.
Yeah.
Boxes of the things. Can't shift them, sir. Everywhere.
I could have asked you to send me one.
Oh, yeah. I can send you a box of them if you like.
Oh, no, I'm taking this back. This cost me £12.99.
£12.99 they're going for around here. If you'd waited a week, they'd be in Books Works or whatever it's called.
What, you mean, what's Kent?
No, we've just given them away as price. We're using them as doorstops.
Sussex Bookshop.
We're using them as... £2. Paper. Scrap paper. No, scrap paper.
Oh, you can't use it for the toilet. Well, not that I would. I have huge respect for Nick Ferrari.
Yeah, well, that's
I
right.
I do think he's quite a handsome young man.
Do you?
Yes. Anyway, makeup.
Yeah. Well, Nick Ferrari wears makeup.
Okay.
Anyway, so, what's wrong with men wearing makeup? I'll tell you that, right, this is the time I wore makeup. I did a photo shoot for a thing, right?
Yeah.
And I got the photos back.
Yeah.
And they were, they were rubbish. Not the photographer's fault necessarily, my fault for standing near a hot light and having a shiny, sweaty face.
Okay.
Under the hot lights of the studio.
Okay.
And what I hadn't done or thought about was, because sometimes when you do these things, there's makeup people.
Okay.
But I hadn't gotten it, and I was bemoaning this to a friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine,
yeah.
about this. And she said, what you need, John, is some blotting powder.
Yes.
And I went, what is that? And she said, well, this would solve your problem. She said, just get some blotting powder. And I'm not going. So she went and bought me some. And I have used it in sweaty yeah. situations.
Yeah, but... Not then. No. Yeah, but
and it works.
You
it's good.
Use it every day.
No, I don't use it every day.
Eyeliner on. You don't put all.
I know. I don't. Put, I'm not Russell Brand. I don't put eyeliner on. No, not on my eyes anyway.
If it's for photo shoots and TV,
yeah
I can understand.
That's
it,
fine.
But, like when people wear it,
but thing
like,
is,
men wear it. You know, if I'm a woman. I want to keep my womanliness.
Womanliness. Like, yeah. Well, Chris, as I say, he's wearing it today, and he has no problem with it.
Yeah, but you know how men feel. Like threatened by women if they go like wolf whistle, they think, "Oh, you're taking my territory."
Right, is that right? Yeah, go on.
What men are doing? Don't do it. I like wearing makeup. I like being a girl. I want to be me and that. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
No,
you understand.
No one does. No one knows what you're saying, Sarah. It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean, though, don't
no.
you?
Yes, I do. But I'm saying, let's open it up. Let men be free to parade their makeup desires around town. Without threats of being bothered.
To the market.
If I want to wear lipstick, I can. Is what I'm suggesting could happen.
Would you?
Well, I don't know. Would I?
You should go to, like, Femrix and ask them to do your makeup. Have a look, see if it suits you.
Now, that'd be...
Take a photograph and put it on MySpace.
Because you get... You could do that on my MySpace page, yes. If you go into the places like Fenix and other shops that have makeup beauty counters...
They would probably think you're a freak.
Do you ever see... Have you ever seen a man at one of those? Sitting,
no,
being done?
Not. No.
Why not? I don't see why. If we live in a world of equality, so why the hell not?
Look.
Why not? While we're on the subject, actually, of equality,
yes.
Here's a thing. Here's a thing that
You're angry.
Crossed my mind. All right. Crossed my mind the other day.
Yeah.
I went to buy, you know, went, as you do, go clothes shopping, right?
Yeah.
Go clothes shopping. Now, in a department store, you get...
Department store.
Yeah. You get a male changing room and a female changing room.
Yeah.
Both split up, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, where's this going?
Well, no, but why? Why are they both split, right?
Because that's obvious. You don't want men looking through little gaps and perving at you.
You don't want...
Trying on...
Exactly. Skirt. And neither when I'm in my nakedness in a changing room do I want girls perving on me.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do. But that's beside the point. However, but now, if I... Now, this is interesting. So you get male and female, right?
Okay, yeah.
In this day and age, and this crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with it. It's fine. But here's an interesting thing. Now... Why aren't there changing rooms for homosexuals?
For what?
Homosexuals. Because, the thing that you just said, you don't want men perving at you while you're getting changed if you're a girl, right?
Right.
But if I wanted to go and perv at a man, then I could just go in a male changing room and no one would bat an eyelid.
Hang on, just because you're gay doesn't mean you want a man perving at you all the time.
I'm not saying you want... I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that all you do... You know, if the idea is that you don't see... if you're not supposed to see the opposite sex that you might find sexually arousing in the nudie in a changing room, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they split men and female changing rooms.
Yeah.
Then it stands to reason, doesn't it? If I'm a gay or a lesbian, I can go into a same-sex changing room...
And pervert
who I like without anyone batting an eyelid.
Well,
so perhaps gay people should have their own change. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
It's
just crossed
like,
my mind the other day.
Hang on. It's a bit like dwarves, yeah?
What?
They should have their
How is it like
room.
Dwarves?
Well, they only fancy dwarves, don't they?
Gays only fancy dwarves? What are you talking about?
No, dwarves should have their own changing room so they can pervert the dwarves.
What are you saying? Dwarves are only allowed to fancy dwarves?
I don't know.
Is that right? Well, 087-090-90973. If you're a dwarf, ring us up. I've talked about this actually on radio before, but I saw a great program once, Sarah, on television where it was called Man versus Beast.
Oh my!
Right,
goodness.
And what they had was a jumbo jet.
You a man or a beast, John?
I'm a bit of both. For the right money, they had a jumbo jet.
Yeah.
Two jumbo jets, jumbo jai would be the plural, and they had two of them. One of them was being pulled by an elephant down a runway, and the other one was being pulled by a gang of dwarves to see who could win. And that's on television.
What's this about you getting abused by a dwarf the other day at the thing you went to? Policeman's ball.
Oh, the secret policeman's ball?
Yeah, tell me.
I did, actually.
That's really funny.
Well, I did, right, I was standing in the backstage at the Secret Police Ball, the Amnesty thing. It was on Channel 4 last week.
Yeah.
In case everyone wants what the hell I'm talking about. But, I was standing backstage, in the big green room where everyone's watching it on screen that's happening. It was at the Albert Hall.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing there, and in front of me.
Yeah.
Are three dwarves that were going to go on later with Al Murray, right? Okay. Dressed up like out of Panto.
Right,
on the stage at the time were the Magic Numbers, the band.
Well, they look like giant dwarves.
Though. Well, they look like giant dwarves, but they're on... And all I say... You know what the Magic Numbers look like, obviously, with long hair.
Yeah, hairy.
Long black hair, beardy, fat thing. Right, so all I said, loudly, perhaps too loudly, was, look, the Magic Numbers, the Ghost of Christmas Future for the Cause. Right? And then one of the dwarves turned round and had a go at me. For that.
That's so funny.
And I was quite... So I didn't know what to do. I was sort of going, dwarfs.
You know what you should do? You know you're writing a book, yeah?
Yeah.
You should write a book of all the really stupid things you've said out loud. I reckon those people would buy that.
I'll tell you what, that'd be eight times the size of Nick Ferrari's book, but would oddly...
really small.
But would oddly go for no... You couldn't even give that away. frankly. I might give it away free with Nick Ferrari's book. I might ask him if I could sell a tape to the front of all his books.
You should
like
give
a pamphlet.
It free with the big issue.
Yeah.
Make it a charity book. I bought the big issue today from a homeless man.
How did you know he was homeless?
He looked...
Did you look at his badge? Because I read
a
thing...
Yeah, he had a badge and everything. And he had scruffy hair and he wore really crappy...
What does... Don't... Look, first you have a go at dwarves...
I'm not having a go.
...and say they can only fancy gay dwarves or something. And now you're having a go at homeless people saying they're all scruffy. They're not all scruffy.
They are all scruffy.
They're not all scruffy. What a... Okay... 0870 9090973. Are homeless people always scruffy? Not necessarily, Sarah. No. Call us 0870 9090973. I am John Holmes, sitting in makeup for Ian Lee.
Looking to Holmes.
We'll be launching the Mystery Voice competition as well after the news headlines. We'll give a little sneak tease of it, I suppose, now. This is Simon Cowell talking about the fact that he doesn't like to lose, but who is it?
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
Who's that? 087... no, it's a text thing, isn't it? 84850, if you know the Mystery Voice, or holmes@lbc.co.uk. Also, more Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio, if you want to play that, 0870 9090973. And, makeup. Should men wear makeup? Are dwarves only fancying other dwarves? And are homeless people always scruffy or something? Call us. LBC 97.3. Yes, here I am. That number, call the number, text the other number, email the thing. Okay, I was going to launch the Mystery Voice competition, but first I'm going to talk to Demetrius.
Hello there, John.
Are you with your gladiators?
My gladiators?
Yes.
I'm with my warriors.
I thought you had gladiators.
Gladiators, warriors, same thing, isn't it?
Demetrius, no, it's not the same thing at all, is it? Because the gladiator is a man trained to fight in an arena.
Okay.
Whereas a warrior could technically refer to any combative soldier.
You're complete. How about dwarf gladiators?
Dwarf gladiators.
Yeah, now, man.
I like that. You could pitch that at ITV. That might get them out of their woes. Anton Dex, dwarf gladiators, Demetrius. With you, as Demetrius, sort of in the arena, in the sort of role that Thingy plays, you know, in X Factor. What's her name?
I forget her name.
You know, girl, blonde one.
Yeah, the blonde one.
What's her name?
I can't remember.
No, they're all looking at me. No, the one who presents it. Oh,
yeah, I know the one you're
talking
about.
Not Cat Neely, the... Thornton! Thank you, Chris.
That's the one.
Kate Thornton. You could be like that, in there, with Dwarf Gladiator Anton Deck hosting. What do you think of that?
I think that would be great.
I'd watch it. That. I'd watch it.
Definitely. One thing I wanted to say...
Go on.
Equal opportunities.
Yes.
Women are always going on how they want to be equal to men, this, that and the other, yet we're not allowed to work up.
No, I know. I don't think it's fair.
I don't think that's fair at all. It's hypocrisy. Sheer hypocrisy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Would you wear makeup? Do you wear makeup? Have you worn makeup?
No. I had a photo shoot, professional photo shoot, I had to wear makeup.
With an army of dwarf gladiators?
Yeah, dwarf gladiators and elves as well.
Good elves. Yep. Who would win in a fight between a dwarf and an elf?
Ooh, it all depends on their weaponry.
But elves can do magic, can't they?
Yeah.
Whereas dwarves have to rely on their tiny cunning.
They've got to rely on their strength. And because they're so small, I don't think they've got much strength. I'm not sure.
Tiny cunning.
Tiny cunning.
I think they have got strength. I think they have got strength.
They are quite strong.
The one who pushed me at the Secret Policeman's Ball seemed quite angry and strong.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was really funny. Sorry, when I was hearing that, I was just really laughing out loud.
Well, thanks, but it was, you know, it was frightening at the time. You don't want to get on the wrong side of a dwarf.
An
angry dwarf. Like,
no way.
So much. Anyway, look, when was your photo shoot? What was your photo shoot?
I'm in the whole music scene, so...
Okay, you got a band?
I've got my own band. We've recently done a video shoot where I had to wear makeup.
What are the band called?
We're called General Twins.
Called what?
The General Twins.
The General Twins?
Yes. It's me and my brother.
Are you twins?
Yes.
Well, that's I tell you already, that's more professional than the Thompson Twins from the 80s. Because there were three of them and they weren't bloody twins, I can tell you. None of them weren't even related.
Weren't even related. That's horrible.
If I was called Demetrius and I had a band, I call us Demetrius and the Gladiators.
How about Demetrius and the Dwarves?
No.
Why?
Well, it's got alliteration, but it doesn't scan quite as well, does it? Demetrius and the Gladiators.
How about Demetrius, the Gladiators, and the Dwarf?
No. The stage would be, it'd be worse than So Solid Crew. There'd be too many of you.
Yeah, there will be a lot. There was a lot of them, wasn't there? You never keep up with So Solid
Crew. Oh, I know. I lost track.
Mm.
You can remember their names, because there was, Harvey was one of them.
Oxide and Neutrino, were they part of
They could have been, yeah. Orinoco.
Oregano.
Madame Cholet. Uncle Bulgaria. They were also Solid Crew, weren't they?
I'm not sure.
Tomsk.
I'm really not sure. I can't remember. Mega Man, that was
Mega Man.
Mega Man was solid. He was really good. I liked Mega Man.
This will surprise you, Demetrius, but that Mega Man wasn't his real name.
No.
No, seriously. It wasn't his real name. His real name was Ultraman, but he had to change it because there was already an Ultraman in Equity.
Oh, see, so he had to change his name for copyright purposes.
That's correct, yeah.
I see. Understandable.
So what makeup did you wear?
Getting
back to the point somehow.
With my last photo shoot, yeah. With my last video shoot,
yeah.
It was like...
Stop trying to sound all sophisticated, Demetrius. We know for a fact you're probably just, you and your brother, you're like the Proclaimers at best.
Well, it's not that I'm sophisticated, it's just how I talk, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
But,
what video?
We had all sorts of makeup, really, with the photo shoot, it was just very much like covering up blemishes and just making us look sexy, really.
Right. You've touched on the thing. So makeup is there to make you look sexy.
Sexy, of course.
Is that true? Is that what it's for?
Yeah,
Or is it to cover up, like Chris has done, your boil that you've got on your face?
Well, why are you covering it up? You want to cover it up so you can look good.
To be honest, he's just making the best of a bad job. It's not necessarily making him look good. It's just, you know, it's... women would argue, I suppose, that they may wear makeup to look sexy. Now, us blokes, we walk around all the time without makeup, looking, you know, probably a bit rough, and a bit sort of... Whereas girls can cheat. You have a rough night, next morning, put some makeup on, you probably look quite all right. Whereas we have to go in looking like just a man with
really
a hangover.
It's
not fair. This is what I'm saying. So girls are always going to look nicer than we are.
And it also makes you think about other jobs, like a nanny, for example.
A what, sorry?
A nanny.
A nanny?
A male nanny. Why can't, you know, what do you think about that?
Yeah. What do I think about what?
Male nannies?
I don't
know. Male nannies.
Male nannies.
Nannies.
A manny.
A manny.
Let's call it a manny from now on. It's a manny. I've got a manny. Which actually would make a female nanny a fanny, but let's not go there, Demetrius, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I might get offended.
Yes. I have no problem with male nannies. It's all right. I don't have a problem. To be honest, Demetrius, I'm quite a nice person. I don't have a problem with anything anyone wants to do, which is why I think that it's interesting. Well, you know, obviously, I'll draw the line somewhere. I'm not advocating murder or something, but...
Of course not,
essentially, if one wants to go about one's business doing whatever one wants
to do, I don't have
a problem with that. So...
I totally agree. If you want to have a dwarf as a partner, then why not?
I know. You know. Sarah earlier was saying that dwarves only fancy dwarves. I don't think that's true. And I can tell you for a fact, a friend of mine, someone I knew once, when I used to work in a theatre, was an usherette, and she, during panto season, got off the door.
Really?
Yeah, because she said she wanted to see what it was like.
It's actually funny you said that. I got a special email through with a clip with a dwarf and...
I don't think we want to know about that. I think we'll back off that. But if you text it to us, Chris will put it on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Yeah. lbc.co.uk/dwarfsex. You'll find that. Demetrius, thank you very much for your call. It was really interesting talking to you. Samuel, is that Samuel?
It's not Samuel, it's Sunil.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
And I hope you are too, John.
I'm not so bad, thanks. What have you been doing today? Anything exciting?
No, just working, mate.
What do you do?
Repping.
What? Wrestling?
No, repping. Sales rep.
Oh, sales rep. What do you sell?
Anything I can.
What are you selling at the moment?
Stationery.
Stationery?
Yeah.
Pens, paper, etc.
etc. Yes.
How many pens have you sold today?
I just, caught your comments about,
Normie.
Big issue in homeless people.
Yes, it wasn't my comment. I'm not taking responsibility for it, but yeah.
I heard both sides.
Yeah, good.
And I have met decently dressed homeless people.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I have yet to find big issue sellers, who I would consider less than shabbily dressed or more than shabbily dressed.
Shabbily dressed, are you saying?
Yeah.
Shabbily. Not the wine.
Unfortunately, that's the circumstances.
Yeah.
No, it's not through choice.
No, absolutely. No, of course not.
But I just want to say, I try and support them whenever I can, and but I've yet to find someone who's not shabbily dressed who is selling the big issue.
The first time I saw a big issue seller.
Yeah.
This was, going back a long time, and I didn't know, what the big issue was at this time. This was going back years. And all I saw from a distance, all I heard from a distance was as you say, a shabbily dressed gentleman standing outside a shop over there shouting. I thought he was mad because he was shouting, as far as I could hear, big shoe. And I thought he was just going, big shoe! Big shoe! Yeah, you big shoe! And oddly, he was standing outside a shoe shop. So I thought he was just advertising, selling. And but because it was singular, big shoe, because they only put like the left shoe outside of shoe shops, so you don't steal the pair. And he was just shouting big shoe, and I thought he was just advertising shoes. I was wrong, of course. It turned out to be a magazine to help the homeless, but it's quite a dull story. But
get time, spend a few minutes with them.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, but
the majority of them are really, really nice people.
Yeah, but I'm not going to spend time with them right now. Because of this thing.
Myself and my husband were...
This is from... Who's this from? This is a thing from Paul. John, I think you're actually quite good. You're utterly wrong, Paul. Never mind. I imagine also that you're a bit of a small bloke and a bit fat, and that you have to sit on a booster seat to reach the microphone. Am I right? I'm wrong on all of those counts. I'm neither good nor... Actually, I'm quite small, but I'm not fat particularly. And I... Oh, no, I do have to sit on a booster seat to reach the microphone. That's true. What else has come under there? I was going to just read that one there, which simply says... also in So Solid Crew, Deputy Dog and Muskrat. I'd forgotten those. Placements. Oh, Mystery Voice. I'll do the Mystery Voice in a minute. We'll do that. But first, I think we're going to have another game of Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. Who's that on the telephone now?
Rob.
What line are you on, Rob?
I'm calling from Harfitter.
What line number, though? What did you ring in on?
I have no idea. I was just called.
Just say five.
Five.
Okay, is Rob on line five? Hello, Rob.
Hello, how's it going?
Fine, where are you calling from?
Harfitter.
Okay. What do you do, Rob?
I'm in public relations.
Public relations?
Yeah.
And what have you been PRing today?
Today, a new fashion company.
Okay.
Yeah, which we're trying to...
Do you do celebrity PR, Rob?
No, I don't. No. I never would want to anyway.
No, it'd be thankless task, wouldn't it?
A waste of time, really. Especially today.
Is it? What? In what way?
Well, because the old, the proper celebrity thing is well and gone now, because they sell so big that they try to make celebrities overnight so quickly that you've really lost the old, the proper celebrity status thing.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Because celebrities these days are people off Big Brother in that, apparently.
Exactly.
Who have no skill.
Exactly. They put them on the cover, all those magazines and stuff.
Yeah, in fact, we don't give anything. Not what you said, either. But you're right, we don't. Good. So, what's fashion... I don't want to name the company, but is fashion easy to PR?
It's very good. You've got to be very creative. A lot of creativity, a lot of, bright ideas and all. Fashion is the one thing that, it's always on. It's always changing, so you've just got to keep... very much updated, about what's happening, what's liked, what's disliked, what's coming on, all that kind of gear.
Sorry, Rob, I wasn't listening to that. I was trying to make a glider. Right, okay, so you want to play Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio?
Yeah.
Do you know of the game?
Yeah, I know the game.
Have you got it for the Xbox?
Yeah. Well, used to know anymore, but
I'd be used to. Yeah. So you know how to play?
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is... Did you hear it earlier?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. So you know the rules. You are the secret agent, Sam Fisher.
Yeah.
You're wearing night vision goggles.
Yeah.
You're armed with a gun.
Yeah.
You are in the belly.
Yeah.
Of a disused Russian oil tanker.
Yeah, cool.
That's now controlled by terrorists. Your task, Robert.
I've got one question. Do I need to kill the pets or not?
Well, I can't answer that for you.
Oh, right.
You have to make your own split-second decision. If you're out there in the field, Rob, if you're out there in the field, Rob, you can't... You haven't got time to ask.
Okay.
You can't, like Jack Bauer, upload it from a PDA to Chloe in the CTU office.
Okay.
I've no idea what I'm saying. But you have to take the split-second decision whether to kill the household pets or not. You're right. Between you and success are a selection of terrorists, civilians, household pets, and clowns. You and you alone have to take the decision what to do.
Right, okay.
We're going to send you in now. Your controls are shoot, hold fire, pick up, use, or bang uselessly into wall.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what inappropriate music Helen's chosen this time. What the hell's that? It's the theme tune, Rob, to On the Buses.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, it's a 70s sitcom.
All right, okay.
It's the one that went, "All right, you butler!" Do you remember that?
All right. No, I don't.
Never mind. Okay, let's assume we're on a terrorist-controlled bus then, for some reason, which is a disused Russian one that carries oil.
Okay,
just
cool.
For, you know, to keep it real. Okay, I'm going to call out a selection of things. You are ready to go. You ready to start the level?
Yeah.
There we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Hold the fire.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Hold the fire.
Clown.
Shoot.
Clown.
Shoot.
Clown.
Shoot.
Clown.
Shoot. I hate clowns.
Yeah, I can tell. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist dressed as a clown.
Oh, shoot twice.
A civilian, but with a clown's face.
Hold fire.
Oh, nice. Okay, guinea pig.
Shoot.
Rabbit.
Hold fire.
Child.
What?
Child on a bike.
Oh, hold fire.
Child... On a terrorist, on a bike.
Hold fire for the child.
Yeah.
And terrorist.
Okay, Christ on a bike.
Hold fire.
Rabbit.
Hold fire.
Rabbit biting a terrorist.
Shoot the terrorist, hold fire to the rabbit.
Newts.
What?
Newts.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a small lizard creature.
Oh, shoot.
Stick insect.
Shoot.
Clown.
Shoot.
Dead clown.
Hold fire.
Clown. What?
Bang into the wall.
That'll do. Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Bang into the wall.
Clown, but juggling some guinea pigs.
Shoot the lot.
Civilian.
Hold fire.
Civilian.
Hold fire.
Civilian.
Hold fire.
Dwarf.
Shoot.
Dwarf terrorist.
Shoot.
Dwarf clown.
Shoot.
Dwarf civilian.
Hold fire.
Clown juggling dwarfs.
Shoot the clown, save the dwarf.
Game over. Okay. We're going to find... I'm going to add that up. Rob, I'm going to add up your score, and we're going to find out how you've done in a moment.
From the makers of Bridget Jones...
14 out of 20, Rob.
14 out of 20?
14 out of 20. That's not bad.
Yeah, did somebody do any higher?
Yeah, you put you in second place. We had a 15 earlier, but I've got three prizes though, so you might still be in with a chance.
Oh, cool!
Do you know what the prize is today?
Was it a DVD or something?
It's a DVD box set of the internet.
Oh, cool!
And it's signed.
Really cool. So
yeah,
I got a DVD. I got it from a shop for a tenner, and it only played once and broke.
What, your DVD player?
Yeah.
Did it? Well, what do you expect if you buy it for a tenner?
Yeah, I know, but I need it quickly, so.
What, you just need it really fast to watch one film in an emergency? Who watches a film in an emergency?
No, it was just I had some friends coming over and we were going to watch a movie and I had no DVD, so I went to a grocery shop and...
Which is the traditional place to buy a DVD player?
No, but they had it there for like £11.
Yeah.
And, you know, it played this one DVD and the next day I tried putting it in and it was all funny. So I had to in it, really.
If you're going to buy a DVD player from a restaurant for £11, you've only got yourself to blame. And why did you invite people over for an evening of watching films when you hadn't got the facility to watch your films?
Oh, we had just moved, so it was all over the place, boxes and shit.
Yeah, and things. And boxes and things, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It is the radio, remember?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
okay.
No, so anyway, yeah, so don't buy DVDs that are less than 50 quid, I suppose.
Well, I hope that when you get your box set of the internet, you enjoy it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. If indeed you win. But yeah, people can still beat you. Okay, thank you, Rob.
Cool,
go. Yeah, where now? Go. Gone. Right, so 0870 9090973. If you want to play Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio, don't forget I have three DVD box sets on the internet to give away. We've had three people play already, but you could win. You could beat the prize. You could beat the score, and in which case you will get the prize. You can also text us 84850. I'm going to do the mystery voice thing, but we're going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I am going to do it after the news. I will be doing that. You can also email us homes@lbc.co.uk, and I am going to be finishing off this glider that I found in the... Why is there a glider in the studio? It's not full size. I'm not saying it's a great big glider. It's just someone's left one of those balsa wood gliders that you get. And I'm gonna make it properly during the news. And do you know what? We might even give that away as a prize as well. What an excellent prize. What an Capital Radio, they might hang a big star of money in Regent Street, but here on LBC, a bloody balsa wood glider made of balsa wood. 0870 9090973. Hello, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Mr. Ian Lee. This afternoon, so the time is coming up to, it's just gone 5 past 5, to bring you London's airport parking roundup for this afternoon. At Gatwick, you've got Gatwick ADS, Gatwick APH, Gatwick BCP, Gatwick Meet and Greet, Gatwick Boomerang Parking, Gatwick Cophill Farm Parking, Gatwick Cophill Farm Meet and Greet, Gatwick Courtlands, Gatwick Personal Parking, Gatwick Holiday Parking, Gatwick Low Cost Parking, Gatwick Maple Manor Parking, Gatwick Flight Path North Parking, Gatwick Parking Express South, Gatwick Silver Lady Parking Services, and Gatwick Summer Special South at Heathrow. You've got Happy Days Parking, Happy Days Meet and Greet, Heathrow Airways, Cranford Parking, Heathrow Courtlands Parking, Heathrow Economy Parking, Heathrow Valet Parking, Heathrow Parking Express, Heathrow Park and Fly, Heathrow Pink Elephant, Heathrow Purple Parking, Heathrow Purple Parking Meet and Greet, Heathrow Q Park Flyaway, Heathrow Star Parking, Reeds Parking and Star Park and Ride. At London City, you've got London City on Airport Parking, and at London Luton this afternoon you've got London Air Park Services, London Airport Car Parks, London Alpha Car Storage, Luton Central Car Storage, London Luton Central Car Storage Meet and Greet, Luton Long Term, Luton Meet and Greet, Luton Midterm and Luton Short Term. And of course, is there any changes to any of those airport car parks between now and 6 o'clock? We will of course let you know. LBC 97.3, hello Dave.
Hello, John.
You all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Great great show, as usual.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you to say. Where are you calling from today?
Just pulling out of London Bridge Station.
Driving a train?
Pardon?
Driving a train?
Nah, driving a taxi.
I was rather hoping you were going to say, I'm in a train today.
No, I thought you'd just
swap jobs. That'd be brilliant.
No.
Man of all talents there. a train driver's allowed to call during, is it the same rules?
No, I ain't got a clue, mate.
It probably is, isn't it? You're probably not allowed. I assume you're hands-free and legal.
I am indeed.
I imagine train drivers are probably the same.
Yeah.
What can we do for you then?
Yeah, the reason I'm ringing is that you were talking about big issue sellers.
Yes, they were. Yes, we were earlier.
Well, it's a bit like them and the homeless people. What we just get up my nose is every time you see one of them,
yep,
we've got a cigarette on and they've got a can of beer in their hand.
Every time, you think?
Well, the majority of it, yeah. And they're asking for money and they think, well, hang on, you're having two luxuries there, which people call a luxury.
But I suppose people do call them a luxury. I mean, it's a minor luxury. I mean, they're not squandering it on, you know, things like houses.
No, I appreciate that, but of course a packet of... I don't smoke, I gave up last year.
Right.
But a packet of fags is £5 or the packet.
It's got to be now, I don't smoke.
A pound something, a can.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, but yeah. I don't think... Yeah, I think you might be casting a general an aspersion, Dave. Do you know what I think? Do you think they all big issue sellers smoke and drink? I mean, because, to be fair, some of them do crack as well.
Of course, I forgot about that.
Yeah, let's be fair, you know.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Actually,
but some of them, of course, don't do any of such thing and you know, and live perfectly reasonable and acceptable...
Well, no, they're not reasonable and acceptable, guys, right? Because at the end of the day, they're selling the big issue because they're homeless.
Yeah.
Paper. It's a homeless paper.
That's right, yeah. And it does very sterling work, of course.
Huh?
It does very sterling work, doesn't it, in raising money, presumably.
Yeah, they've all got to earn a pound, no?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
Have you, do you buy the Big Issue, Dave, or are you one of these people who walks
I
past?
I've done, but then when I start to buy, I won't if they smoke and drink that.
Right, so you target the ones that don't smoke and drink?
Oh, definitely.
Because most people I know, you know, if you... you see people doing this all the time, don't you? If you're, you know, someone's going, do you want a Big Issue, mate? And they go, oh, no, mate, I've got that one. And you know they're lying.
No, I don't collect them.
No, I'm not saying collect them. I'm just saying that's the excuse that people use. They walk past a Big Issue on the street, don't they?
Oh, no, I've got that one. Yeah,
they go, oh, no, mate, I've got that one. No, even before they've seen the cover, might not have that one.
I've bought them in the past, but I don't really read them, to be honest with you.
No, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's helping the homeless. So you don't necessarily, you don't have to read it, just give them the money. Sometimes you can just give them the money, not even take one. You know?
Oh, no, you can't be doing that, can you?
Yeah, of course you can, because that way, you know, they've got an extra one to sell, you've given them some free money. They're not begging.
And then they buy a packet of bags.
Here's the thing.
Why not?
If you're a smoker,
yeah,
why don't you buy them a packet of fags, keep a couple yourself?
Yeah, buy them a packet of fags, it's fine, that's fine by me.
Simple economy.
Or if you're a proper drunk, buy them a couple of beers.
Buy them a beer. I used to do
that. Or, if you were that generous,
yeah,
let them move in.
Let them, if you're of a generous nature. Or,
if you smoke, drink, and that generous, let them move in, let them smoke and drink in your house.
Or, handful of jet wash tokens.
Possibly. They're going to have a good wash, couldn't they?
From down the garage.
They can have a good wash.
That's what I'm suggesting. I read a report, you may know it, Dave, recently, that said that, the average homeless person on Oxford Street...
Yeah.
Can earn up to, like, 200 quid a day.
I know.
In the prime sites.
I know.
200 quid a day, tax-free.
It's a wrong'un.
It's mad, isn't it?
I'm out there working all night.
Yeah.
And I'm not earning half that.
No. See? Crazy.
Oh, I see.
You're in the wrong job, Dave.
I might have big issues in the front of my sherbet.
Why don't you do that?
Sell them to my customers.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Why not?
What,
why not?
What a big issue, Governor.
You could also, live in your cab.
I do.
Well, there you go, then. Do what you're complaining about.
I don't smoke or drink. I do drink, but not when I'm driving.
No, again. But you can drink hands-free when you're driving now. That's true, isn't it?
Well, you have to, but it's awkward.
You can do that, can't you? It's only legal to drink while you drink alcohol while you're driving, while you're wearing, using your hands. But if you've got a straw, you're all right.
No.
Is that right?
You say that to the old Bill when you've had six pints through a straw and you're trying to drive along. You're having a laugh, aren't you?
Yeah, just say, can you blow into this? No, I've got a straw in my mouth.
Yeah. Or can you hold this? No, I can't, I'm holding the steering wheel.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, Dave, it was, it's a pleasure as ever.
Can I play you a bit of music quickly?
Yeah, if you like.
You like this?
Only if it's hands-free and legal music.
Where are you? We got no work to do now. Cheers, John.
thanks for that, I think.
No problem.
Good, thank you. Bizarre. Right, Anne, hello. Anne-Marie.
Hello. Holmes, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm still waiting for those underpants.
I did promise you underpants, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, we should clarify that this was an on-air arrangement. It's not that I just privately send people underpants.
No, don't be coy.
I'm being coy, yeah. So, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm
good,
so glad to hear you again.
Oh, bless you for saying. Now, when did I promise? Now, it was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? At least, yeah, that I promised. Did you win the underpants? I can't remember.
No, it was just the result of our conversation. You talked about the book about how to be funny or something. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
But either way,
yes,
what we're saying is...
Because you promised.
I owe you...
That's what matters.
I owe you my pants.
Yes.
That's right. So I will... Well, you've reminded me, and I know, you know, that's fine, and I will make sure Chris... gets them off me at the end of the show and takes them, because he won't mind doing that, he likes makeup.
Oh, Chris, we'll get them off you.
Well, no, he won't, that's a lie, but we'll say it. And stay there, Anne-Marie, stay there, because I'm going to take a thing, but I'm going to talk to you in a moment. LBC 97.3.
Are you disappointed?
Before we talk to Anne-Marie again, I keep saying I'm going to do this, we must bounce like Tigger with the attention deficit disorder towards this afternoon's text and email competition. It's a mystery voice. We've heard it a couple of times already. Regular listeners will have heard us do this competition before, but as regular listeners, they'll also know that I'm too lazy to think of a new idea. So once again, here it is. All you have to do is tell me who the mystery voice is. I can tell you that it's Simon Cowell and that he's talking about the fact that he doesn't like losing, but who is it?
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
So who's that? If you think you know, 84850. It's quite difficult. It is quite tricky. Let's say it is Simon Cowell talking about whether or not he doesn't like losing. In fact, he doesn't like losing. But who is it? Let's hear it again.
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
Answers have been coming in this afternoon. Caroline in Shepherd's Bush thinks it's Dawn French. No, I'm afraid, Caroline, it isn't. Simon in East Dulwich reckons it's Penfold, the bespectacled assistant of Danger Mouse. And Leon, in a car on the North Circular, is 100% convinced via text that that is Viscount Linley. Let's have another quick listen to it.
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
Well, it's Simon Cowell talking about hating losing, but just who is the mystery voice? It's worth trying. You can enter as many times as you like, because there are prizes. But while you ponder on that, and it's 84850, by the way, and homes@lbc.co.uk, it's a text and email-only competition. Not a phone anymore. But that's all right, because on the phone now, still, and I made her wait, both for pants and to talk to me again, it's Anne-Marie.
Hello. The question, is it worth it? Those ads.
What? What?
On and on and on.
Yeah, but they're good. They're the hottest, freshest adverts on today's dial.
Absolutely. I quote them in my sleep all the time.
I can imagine you do.
Yeah.
I'd like to imagine, actually, that you don't sleep. I think you're, like, nocturnal. I like to imagine you're nocturnal, which means you sleep in the day, doesn't it? Probably. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But, and that you, at night, you ferret like a badger.
Mm.
Is that true? Do you go out?
Kind of ratty.
Ratty? Are you ratty?
No, but I was just wondering what you're...
No, I wasn't saying you were ratty. I wasn't saying you were ratty.
Okay.
Although, apparently you're quite short.
Yes.
Which gets us back to the point.
My point in question. Although I didn't want to say, to wonder why you don't do an audio book of subversive fairy tales, because you always have that note of irony.
I have a note of irony?
When you speak, you always think there's a subtext going on there, there's undertones of something else, even when you say something quite innocent.
Is that the impression I give, Anne-Marie?
Oh, I'd listen to it anyway.
Well, I like that you think there's a subtext. I like that you think that I'm deep enough to even have one. I like that's you know
subtext,
that's,
yeah.
That's good. Now,
shortness.
Go on.
Shortness. No, I'm not that short.
How tall are you?
I'm 5 feet zero.
That's
zero.
Quite short, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not medically dwarfish, but you are quite short, Anne, to be honest. How old are you? I must have asked you this before.
I'm 112.
Okay. And really?
Yeah.
You're not going to tell us, are you?
My voice is well preserved. No, but I'll come and see you at the Now Show, and then you can...
You did say you were going to come and do it.
I am going to come and see you.
We start recording the Now Show, for those of people who are going, what the hell's that? It's a Radio 4 programme I do. Loads of people going, what the hell's Radio 4? It's a comedy show. It's a comedy show. It records in a theatre in London on Thursday night, starting the week after next. Is that all right? It's free as well. It's BBC. Anyway, I'll stop talking about other things now, because I'll probably get in trouble.
Yes, okay. Well, I'll just talk about being short then, shall I?
But that's fine. You talk about being short. What do you have a problem with? Because I'm short as well. I'm not a tall man.
But isn't the expression, diamonds were never made as big as bricks?
Is it?
I don't know. Well,
I thought diamonds were a girl's best friend. That and a rabbit.
That and a rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean the pet, not the...
Really?
You know.
Okay, and not the ones that you shoot in your game?
Not the ones that are in Tom Clancy's... Splinter Cell for the radio, no. They're actual bunny rabbits, household pets.
Bunny rabbits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, go on, carry on. Why are you... Yeah, so...
Because when I was a student...
Yeah.
Well, a girl on my course talked to calling me dwarf.
Slightly insulting and harsh.
Very loudly.
Yeah.
From great distances, all you'd hear would be... Because she used to shout it like that.
A bit like that, did she? Did she shout it down the telephone to deafen a presenter as well, did she?
Yes. I can come and look after you and just translate for you.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
Now, she... How tall was she?
Actually, that's the irony. She's probably only an inch or two taller.
See? That'd be like me shouting, "Dwarf!" at you, because I'm frankly not much taller than you, really.
Do you think it's true, then, that short people are quite bullish and like fighting, so you... Proving that you're not even
I don't like fighting. I'm quite a weak man.
Not confrontational.
I wouldn't want to have a fight. Actually, I'm very confrontational. Actually, I am. You know, in shops and restaurants, things like that. You know, I like arguing with people. I like you know, but I don't.
Is that for the verbal?
I wouldn't fight anyone. I'd be scared.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't want to get in a fight. It hurts.
Run away, though.
Someone punches you, it hurts, doesn't it?
I work with a lot of children. I'm social worker. You might have heard me say that before. But I work with a lot of young people,
yes,
obviously, for my job. And you get the, especially the guys who think they are, yeah, yeah, what? And I used to say to them, I'm shorter than you. What can I touch fast that's going to cause you a problem? And they always backed off.
Yeah.
They really...
Did you, when you said that, did you eye them up in an area that they know is going to hurt?
Or just kind of wave my hands in the general direction.
Wave your hands at their parts, did you?
Well, not at them, but just sort of illustrated where my hands were level with.
I see.
Well, actually, that could be...
If they were very tall, you could bite it.
That has kind of uncomfortable connotations.
Well, maybe. I'm just suggesting. I'm not saying you should. I'm just throwing it out there as a defensive tactic for a person of diminutive stature such as yourself.
Kick their knees and run.
What?
Kick knees and run.
Kick pygmies and run? What?
Hey, well, we're talking about short people, so that would be an appropriate
Yeah,
response.
That's what I thought you said.
Pygmies and run?
Yeah.
What do you think that combination...
I tell you what, if you, this is absolute fact, if you get to take a group of pygmies out drinking, they mad for rum, mad for the stuff there, they go crazy on it.
Just rum?
It's like absinthe to pygmies, rum. Just rum, neat rum, yeah.
And your research is based on...
Oh, I've been on pygmy pub crawls with them, three-legged ones as well. And you go, three-legged pub crawl with a group of pygmies around London... You know that Monopoly game you can play of going drinking around all the Monopoly board thing?
Not Mornington Crescent.
Like that sort of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'd do that with a group of pygmies and London would be empty of rum in an evening. They are crazy for the stuff, pygmies.
Have you got access to pygmies' contact details? And I can
forward them to you, yeah, absolutely.
Cool, that'd be really good.
Absolutely.
Or maybe we could do one together.
Let's take a group of pygmies out rum drinking around London, you and me.
Okay, you're on.
Right, we'll do it.
When I see you at the nurse.
You're on. We'll do it. We'll do it after that.
Cool. Well, I do like the fact that you're taking an Anna Rayburn stance to the show.
Of course I am. I'm a very helpful person.
You're nurturing and talking and listening.
I'm a nurturing, talking person.
Tonight.
And that's what LBC's about.
That's good. Thank you so much, John. I feel so good. I'll have a lovely weekend now.
Shut up now.
I'm Gary King.
Chris, I've got to do this other live read here.
Yes, please.
What, do you want it in a particular voice or anything? To just sound like a DJ again?
Brummy?
Or?
Can you do Brummy?
Brummy?
Yeah.
Right. Vodafone care about the self-employed and small businesses, so they've teamed up with us at LBC 97.3. So if you run your own business and want some tips on how to tackle those problems that often seem insurmountable, then log on to www.lbc.co.uk/Vodafone. They're behind the new series The Big Idea, Sundays, 9pm and Sky One. Lots of, text coming in about the Mystery Voice competition. Let's have a look, see who's guessing what here. Well, let's hear it again. I can tell you, though, of course, that it's Simon Cowell talking about whether or not he hates losing, and he does hate losing, he tells us that, and it's Simon Cowell. But who is this?
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
John, is it Whoopi Goldberg, is one guess? Is it the Queen Mum? It's Lord Lucan, says Jason in Woolwich. I'm 1,000% convinced. John, is the Mystery Voice Lassie? That's from Alex. Sasson and I think it's Saddam Hussein. That could be Susan. Might be a text misprint. I don't know. Rui thinks it's Ken Livingstone. Let's have another listen.
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
No, well, that's Simon Cowell talking about that he hates losing. But just who is the Mystery Voice? Let's hear it again.
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
Mike in Sussex says, is it Janet Street Porter? I think it is because it's got to be because of the accent. Barbara Windsor talking about the film Young Guns. I'm afraid all of these are wrong. I'm afraid it really isn't. I know it's quite difficult today. The Mystery Voice is my nan, says Jay from Claygate. Actually, that's the closest we've had so far. Actually, Jay from Claygate nan. Is the closest guess we've had so far, so that might give you a clue as to who it is. Is it the 80s magician Wayne Dobson? No, I'm afraid it's not. What's this, John? My name is... Ah, good. Train driver. Ah, see? My name is Rupert, and I'm listening to your show on DAB Radio in Walsall. As a train driver, I can tell you we're not allowed to use mobiles, even hands-free, while driving. Oh, I didn't know that, now I do. What does this say? Helen behind the glass... It's for you, Helen. Will you marry me? She says no. You don't even know who it is or who it's from. But whoever you are, she hates you. Who's on the phone now, please? Hello? line? Hello?
Hello, John?
What line are you on?
12.
Yes, you are. Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm building a glider.
As you do.
Not a full-size one, you understand? I found a packet of glider that someone left in the studio. Can listen. Oh, that's going to make your ears hurt, isn't it? It's made of sort of polystyrene. And what I'm doing, Simon, I'm putting the wings through the body of the glider. But listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Ooh. Ooh, that's got to hurt, hasn't it?
No, so not the scale version, then.
Oh, no, it's not the scale. Right, that's the front wings through, Simon. I'm just going to... Because I'm going to give this away as a prize for the Mystery Voice competition.
Oh, fair enough.
Hang on.
Somebody's actually going to get this prize, then, aren't they?
That's the back bit. Oh, yeah, they'll get it. Well, I'm going to go up to the roof of LBC.
All right.
And if someone tells me where they live, I'm going to throw it off the roof and towards their house. And if they, technically it's their glider, if they want it, might get to them, might not. They can come and find it. There you go.
Can't say fairer than that.
I've got the front of it on now, and I'm just going to give it its first test flight while you're there. Okay, you ready?
Should have worked on Blue Peter.
I'd love to work on Blue Peter. Here we go, you ready?
As I went far.
Well, it went, in order, it went ceiling, wall, bin, floor.
As you do. Done.
Anyway, that's the prize for the Mystery Voice competition. If you want to enter it, 84850, homes at lbc.co.uk. Meanwhile, Simon, I believe you phoned up to play Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio.
I have, sir.
Excellent. And before we do so, let me just ask you about, in a traditional radio way, let me ask you about you.
Fair enough. What would you like to know?
I'd like to know what you do, please.
Oh, I've had managed, but I'm a harvester boy.
Oh, God, that's Simon.
Yeah, that's Simon.
Sorry, Simon, I didn't... Oh, I had no clue. I didn't recognise your voice. What an idiot.
I emailed you the other day.
Yeah, I got your email. I got your email. I did get your email. You are Harvester Simon.
Yep.
Brilliant. Brilliant. For those who aren't familiar with Harvester Simon... I can't believe I didn't realise you, Simon. For those who aren't familiar, Simon is the man who took a girl on a date to a Harvester restaurant. When was it, Simon? A couple of months ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was July. July.
Good Lord. And talked about it on this show. And we established that taking a girl to a Harvester restaurant wasn't necessarily going to get him to first base.
Otherwise known as a salad cart.
Exactly that. You weren't going to... Taking her to a salad cart was not going to let you anywhere near her salad cart. We established that. Now, for as many visits as you like as well, probably.
Oh, yeah, unlimited visits.
Unlimited visits to a salad cart didn't happen for you, did it?
No, it didn't.
No. So, are you with Lady now?
No, I'm still single.
Have you seen anyone since we last spoke?
What? 2 days ago? No.
Yeah, 2 days ago, yeah. yeah. But, I mean, there's nothing.
There's no one on the horizon.
Ah, it's a shame.
I know.
You're surely a catch. A man who is going to take a girl to a Harvester restaurant as a date, we know, is a catch.
Well, I've had a phone call from Beefeater. They want to sponsor me.
As a rival?
Yeah.
When you say Beefeater, do you mean a restaurant or an actual Beefeater?
Well, probably an actual Beefeater. I wasn't too clear on the details.
No. But, you might get unlimited visit to his salad cart. I'm going to stop going down this route now because we're going to play the game of Splinter Cell for the radio.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. So, the rules are... You know the rules.
Yep.
Good. Who are you?
I'm Tom Clancy.
You're not? You're Sam Fisher.
Sam Fisher.
You're in the belly of a disused Russian oil tanker. Right?
Yep.
And you've got to get across the hold to the control room to save things. Yeah? You've got a gun and night vision goggles. And you've got to get... It's dark. And on the way, but standing between you and the control room, are terrorists, civilians, household pets, and clowns. And you've got to decide with your four controls whether to shoot, hold fire, pick up, use, or bang uselessly into wall. It's like Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the Xbox, but it's for the radio.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
Shall we see what music Helen has chosen to back this particular version of it?
Something groovy.
Let's have a go. Is that the music from Hovis?
Can't hear it.
It is a classical piece in its own right. You think, yeah, I knew that. But but to the layman, that's me, it's the music from Hovis, isn't it? So, are you ready to play, Simon?
I am, yes.
God. Right, here we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
On fire.
Civilian.
On fire.
Terrorist, but at a salad cart in a harvester.
Throw a salad at him.
Throw salad at him?
Yeah.
Okay. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian. Civilian.
On fire.
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 Wait, civilian lifting up a terrorist.
Aim high. Shoot.
Civilian giving a terrorist a dead leg.
Applaud him.
Terrorist, but with one leg.
Shoot the other one.
Off.
Yeah.
Extra point. Health cube.
Pick up.
Health cube.
Pick up.
Ammo.
Pick up.
Terrorist feeling up a terrorist.
Shooting both.
Clown.
Stop kicking.
Clown.
Stop kicking.
Guinea pig.
Pick up.
Rabbit. Rabbit.
Hold fire. Hold fire.
Terrorist rabbit.
Shoot.
Rabbit that's been training in an Al-Qaeda death camp.
Shoot.
Child.
Hold fire.
Child on a bike.
Hold fire.
Terrorist on a bike.
Shoot.
Christ.
Bike.
Christ on a bike.
Take the bike.
Rabbit on a bike.
Hold fire.
Terrorist rabbit on a bike.
Shoot his tyres out.
Terrorist motorcycle display team.
Shoot at the middle one so they all fall down.
Rabbit. Good one. Rabbit.
Hold fire.
Rabbit biting a terrorist. Newts.
Hold fire.
Stick insects.
Hold fire.
Stick insects that are riding the back of newts like tiny lizardy cowboy things.
You have one warped imagination.
That's not hold fire. Okay, clown.
Shoot.
Dead clown.
Shoot even more.
Right, it's game over. I'm going to work that score out, Simon. And then we'll come back and find out exactly how you did in Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the Radio.
Nice alloys, Pete.
Is the man that I am. Texts coming in. John, you are terrible. Who did you... Can't read that. On the radio. Thank you. John, Mystery Voice, is it Dame Sybil Thorndyke? No, so close on the Mystery Voice competition. We are giving away a glider this afternoon that I have made, that someone left in the studio, and I've made it out of polystyrene. It's one of those packet ones. If you get the Mystery Voice right, I can tell you that it is Simon Cowell, and he is talking about not liking being a loser, but who is this?
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
Is it the great Soprendo, John? I'm sure it is. It's great to hear him again. That's Carl, 31. From Essex, put his age on there for some reason. John, I think it's Darth Vader. No, it isn't. No, we've got some others. Where did I write the other ones down? There they are. Pete in Walthamstow thinks it's Little Miss Jocelyn, the unfunny comedian. Jenny in Rainer's Park. Imelda Marcos, John. Is it Imelda Marcos? And Jim, who is still at work and wants to leave, apparently, thinks it's John Bon Jovi. I'm afraid it isn't. I can tell... Well, we'll hear it again. I can tell you that it is Simon Cowell talking about whether or not he likes losing, and he doesn't like losing, as he says here.
Amazing. I mean, you know, I hate losing.
So... Just who's that? 84850 or homes at lbc.co.uk for the glider-based prize. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
I don't, not seen much evidence of your inner Anna.
What?
You know, I thought you discovered your inner Anna.
Earlier.
Oh, right.
My
up on it now.
My inner Anna, what, when I was sort of being all advice and caring?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't aware that I was being. I just got accused of that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know that it's that I was being it, having an inner... I don't think I'd want an inner Anna. For a start...
Yes.
I mean, not physically, anyway, you know, because she's... You know, I wouldn't want her...
Stop now.
Okay. So, why have you... I'm glad you're here. You should be producing. Better than Chris, anyway, rubbish.
I've got some advice for you.
Have you? So you've discovered your inner Anna?
And for Agent Chris as well. Oh, well, I'm a doctor, you see.
Well, of course you are.
I have an outer Anna as well. I was just in Harvey Nichols. I had a very unsuccessful shopping trip. I went in to get some jeans, a pair of trousers, and some underarm, and I came out with a poncho, a pair of gloves, and a pair of false eyelashes.
What you've done there, you've almost got the exact diametric opposites of what...
You're right.
...of what you went in for. So you went in for, remind me, jeans, trousers, and...
Some underarm. Mm-hmm. And I got a poncho, gloves, and false eyelashes.
Well, obviously, on the scale, you've heard of the Nick's scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on the Nick's scale, weirdly, so it's not a coincidence that happened. Underarm, and you took it. Is it roll on or spray? You would favour.
It was roll on, and they only had the spray.
Yeah. There you go, see, because you want underarm because it doesn't damage the clothes so much, does it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't damage the environment so much.
Or the environment, yeah. But clothes are more important. Underarm, the direct opposite, according to the Nick's scale, the direct opposite of underarm is false eyelashes, isn't it?
Fascinating, isn't it? So that
goes back years. And also, the exact opposite of jeans, poncho.
It's a poncho, yes.
See, so yes. you've not even fallen into a trap of it, you've just naturally gone down the route of the Nick's scale, which is, yes. you know, something that happens to us all.
Is that a good omen or a bad omen?
Oh, I think it's definitely a good omen. I mean, I once went shopping for a hat and came out with nothing. Because according to the Nick's scale, the exact opposite of a hat is nothing.
Nothing.
Isn't it?
Does that mean if you go shopping for nothing, you come back with a hat?
Exactly. Works both ways. If you just wander about the shops, not really wanting to buy anything, you always come out with a hat. Everyone must have done it. Everyone's done it.
That's definitely happened to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go shopping and I come home wearing a completely different outfit to the one I went out with.
Exactly. And it also depends, of course, doesn't it, on what you don't go shopping for. So if you go shopping with no intention whatsoever to buy shoes, you'll come out with a rain hat. And if you go out with no shopping, with no intention at all to buy gloves, you'll come out with a crash helmet.
Right.
And that's how it works. That's how the Nick's scale works.
Right, and that definitely explains why every time I go to Waitrose, I come back and forget the one thing I went in there to get.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
See, I'm glad we've solved it. Yeah, go on.
There is a purpose to Harvey Nichols.
Go on. What's that in the background, by the way? Are you flying a helicopter?
Battersea Heliport, it's just taken me an hour to drive to Knightsbridge to Battersea, so I don't know what Hake is on about, because he hadn't mentioned any...
No, you know why? They make the travel up. I've told them.
Oh, yeah, and also it's 14 degrees on Battersea Park Road, so how can it possibly be only 10 degrees on Clapham Common?
There you go. See, they make it, they sit there in what they claim is a travel centre, where it's just a room, they just make it up.
Yes. Anyway...
I'm going to have to put you on hold for a sec, because I've got to go to a thing.
Right.
But
right.
But hold your Harvey Nichols thought.
I will do.
Ah, good. After the 6 o'clock, by the way, of course, we will be opening the phone lines in a mental free-for-all, 0870 9090973. If you call, you will get straight through to air, against my better judgment, but apparently that's what happens. And that's fine, and we'll put you through and we'll talk to you, and no doubt take some weird abuse. How have we got now? We're ready to go? Are you ready? You just wait for me to point at you now to press the button. And this is the bit where I point at Helen.
From the makers of Bridget...
Oh, Dr. Sarah. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Is it Lord Lucan, by the way?
Oh, it's so very close on the Mystery Voice. So very
damn.
Close. Anyway,
there I was, mooching around the makeup hall.
Yes.
And on the MAC counter, there was a very, very good-looking young man wearing a very fetching purple eyeshadow.
There you go.
And I think you, an Agent Chris...
Yes.
...should go with your tape recorder...
Yes.
...and book yourself makeovers... And I think we'd all like to hear about
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Are you standing in for Ian next week?
Yeah, we could do that next week, couldn't we?
Mm.
That might be quite amusing.
I have seen blokes actually having them done on occasion.
Well, this is my question earlier. I was saying, in case people have just tuned in, is it suitable? Why can't men just wear makeup like women if they want? Why is it weird? You say you've seen them do it, so that's fine.
I've certainly seen them having the kind of makeover things. But I don't know how old you are, but I come from the sort of, you know, Simon Le Bon generation, and I think men in makeup's actually quite sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see, yeah. I mean, what's wrong with it? New Romantic, Russell Brand does it, he's a tart.
David Beckham never goes out without any makeup
Beckham.
On, apparently.
Chris has put some on, the reason this cropped up, Chris has got a big boil on his face today, and he's put some makeup, rather than cover it up, they just put makeup on the end of it. It looks a bit weird.
Oh, no, that's bad, that's
looks a bit
bad.
Weird to me.
Well, he needs to moisturise it.
But, there you go, Chris, moisturise.
And tea tree oil.
Tea tree oil?
Yes.
Yeah, tea tree oil, can you see, Chris? I've worn makeup, Sarah. I've got a girlfriend of mine bought me some because I was complaining about a photo shoot where I looked all sweaty.
Yes.
Because it was a really hot studio, and she said, she bought me some blotting powder, which I'd never even heard of, but it works.
I was listening to that before I went to Harvey Nichols. You see.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I was going to try and call you from in there to see if I could get you to talk to the chap.
Oh, that'd have been great.
But I didn't.
You bottled it.
I bottled it, precisely. Yeah. No, my meter was about to run out, so I had to go.
Yeah.
But I think you should do it.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be very amusing.
Yeah,
And then you can put the photos on MySpace.
There you go. We might do that. Chris, can we do that? He says we can.
Cool. I look forward to it.
Yeah, it'd be good. Good advice, you see.
Good
advice. Where are you off to now?
Well, I'm now in Boots, trying to buy...
You're in Boots now?
I'm in Boots now, trying to buy... You wouldn't believe this. It's something that's a sort of glue product instead of hemming things that you just put the glue on and turn it up.
Right.
Because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
No, because I'm busy, because I'm a working mother.
Yeah, of course.
And according to your laws, and I shouldn't have had this discussion with you before I came in, I can't find it now.
You can't find the hemming stuff?
No.
Is there anyone working in Boots there that you can give the phone to?
Yeah, there it is.
Just give it to someone. Tell them tell it's radio.
Okay.
Go on.
Excuse me? Do you work here? I've got John Holmes from LBC on the radio. Can you have a quick...
Because he's going to have heard of me.
Word with you.
I don't think. Hello?
I'm about to do that.
Hello?
Because he's not allowed.
Oh, why not?
That's not allowed.
Why isn't he allowed?
Oh, because he's not allowed to speak to the press, apparently.
I'm not the press.
He's not the press, he's the radio.
I'm not even the press, I'm just a bloke on
the... He only wants to ask you where something is.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you asking me now?
Hello?
What is it?
Where's the hemming stuff?
Thick hemming stuff. The glue that you use.
Where's the hemming glue?
There was a whole...
Put it on...
Over here.
Sarah?
Now gone.
Sarah?
This isn't working, is it?
No. Can you put your phone on speakerphone? Does it have one?
Yeah, but you'll get a load of background.
That's all right.
Oh, I just spotted it.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
Oh.
Right, there you are. Now you're on speakerphone.
Okay. This is John on LBC 97.3. Where's the bloody hemming stuff? How was that? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Glad to help. This is John Freehan on LBC 97.3. News is next. That's me. John is the voice, is the mystery voice this afternoon, the bassist from Slayer. No, I'm afraid it's not. The man who did you know who, the late William Franklin. No, it's not. Is it Bungle Off Rainbow? It's from Ian. No, it isn't. John, is it Boutros Ghali? So good. They named him twice. No, it's not. John, is it Boutros Ghali? So good, they named him twice. They sent that text twice to make that funnier. Okay, this is where the phone lines are now open without any form of vetting by Chris in the other room. This means that you go straight to air, which is against all of our better judgments, but them's the rules. I don't make them up. Look at that. All 50,000 lines have now lit up. Okay, who... Let's... All right, I'll dive in. Who's this? Lord's sake. I mean, you know, this is British... This is radio. This is British radio at its best, LBC 97.3. Radio at its best. And what we get? What do we get? Somebody with a siren down the... Go away! 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 Off! As I was saying, British radio at its best, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, who's this?
Hello, little John.
Hello there.
This is the Eliminator.
No, it isn't.
Oh.
You're not the Eliminator, are you?
Can I be for tonight?
You can be tonight's Eliminator.
Do you have a challenge, a task for me, little John?
Where are you?
I'm outside the Royal Free Hospital.
No, you're not, are you? Because if I do that, I'll get fired again.
Again?
People who are thinking, what's going on? This refers to an incident... in my youthful past.
It's all in the past now, isn't it?
It is in the past. Look, Google it, whatever.
Google it, it's awfully funny.
Where are you now, really?
I'm in a house currently, Sir John.
Are you on your own?
I'm with a pal. Can he eliminate with me?
Well, it depends, you know, who, is it your house?
Well, it's his house.
Right, well, in that case...
Would you like to talk to the house owner?
No, I want you to... What room are you in?
I'm in his bedroom currently.
Is there a bookshelf with shelves, with books on it?
Several books, many books.
Big bookshelf.
A big bookshelf of books.
Right, without even telling him.
Yeah.
Just walk over to it and smash, knock all the books onto the floor.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Are there any CDs?
There are several.
Do the same.
Hi, John, thanks for telling him to turn my room up.
That's all right.
Yeah, nice to hear you on the radio again, mate. Thanks. It's been too long.
That's very much. How nice of you to say.
Well, you know, I'm a nice guy.
Well, I can tell that you are. I apologise now for chucking your books all over the floor.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Anytime.
Okay.
You probably would have done it anyway at some point.
I suppose you would, yeah. Why are you two just hanging out in a bedroom together at 6 o'clock in the evening?
Exactly. I wish you hadn't said that.
Is there something funny going on? You want to tell us?
You're
going out?
Well, no, that sounds even more wrong.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's probably. But I think he wants to just scream like a girl and run away now.
Go on, let him do that then.
All right, here you go.
Go on, scream like a girl and run away. Okay, thanks very much. Next call, please. This is not making sense to anyone. It only makes sense to me because it used to happen on another program I did. Okay, next. Hello.
Oh, come on, John, and sing.
Evening, hello. I think it's time that we had a Friday night sing along.
Philip in South Norwood. How are you? Oh, he's just going to play his thing again. Thought he was going to talk to me for a minute there. Well, that's the thing. What's good about this, Helen, is what's good is he's playing. I've got a cup of tea that Chris has just brought me. You've got a cup of tea. We just leave this playing. I can have a cup of tea without doing any work. This is technically like a break. So, yeah.
Not every ball you throw will make me rich. Oh, there stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a bowl of all the penny a bit. Singing roll a bowl of all the penny a bit.
What does that mean? Roll a bowl of all the penny a pinch.
Roll a bowl of all the penny a bit.
Lose it.
Oh,
yeah.
Roll a bowl of all the penny a pinch.
It's like out of the frying pan into the fire, isn't it, really? Hello?
Standard?
What?
Sydney Standard Classified News. I'm standing for Lee next week. If the show's as good as the day, it'll be good. More news next week.
That's very nice. Thank you very much. He could sell the big issue. Yeah, next one. Thing.
Wings are like a shield of steel.
Oh, yeah, next caller. What?
I've got two legs from my hips to the ground, and when
Lose it. I'm not having Heather Mills on this phone. Hello, next.
Apologise to the hen man, you sod.
What?
You cut the hen man off.
I did do that, yeah.
Don't forget you're only filling in, boy.
I know, well, he can come on and sing his hen song when Ian's in. I don't want to hear the hen song. What?
You're a rude man.
Well, I'm not a rude man, I'm a very polite man.
No.
You big idiot. Go away. Next caller, please. See, polite me. Yeah, hello.
Hello, I've got a bit of a theory.
Right, is it a scientific theory, or an astronomical?
There may not be much scientific merit behind it.
Okay, let me hear
it. I believe that Agent Chris and Chris Hubbard are the same person.
Right, what makes you believe this?
Well, every time I ask Chris if he's Chris, he says no, but he's got no way of proving it to me.
That's true, actually.
And last time I asked him...
Yeah.
He turned round and he said that the other Chris wasn't there.
You don't want him to turn round today because his boil would smack you in the face.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a big boil, but he's put girls' makeup on it.
But is the same boil that Chris Hubbard's got?
Well, now there's the thing. Why don't you ask him?
Are they the same person?
Ask him.
Ask who?
Chris.
Chris, which Chris?
Whichever one you want to ask.
Well, I'll ask, they're the same person, so it doesn't matter, I'll ask Chris.
Go on then, ask him now and he'll answer you.
Chris.
Yes.
Are you Chris Hubbard?
Next caller.
Yeah, go on then. Hello? Yep. No, I don't. What a ridiculous thing to say. I mean, that's just... Well, no, I'm not, in that case, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Next caller.
Yeah, it's the mystery voice.
What?
The mystery voice.
Who are you?
My name's John.
Well, that's no longer a mystery then. Next caller. Hello? Yes. What?
Hello, John.
Hello.
Important message for your listeners.
Go on.
If they're going out over the weekend,
yeah.
Please make sure if they've got animals, keep them indoors, throw caution to the wind with regard to this energy saving, and leave the telly on for them, leave the light on for them,
yeah.
And go out and stay safe.
Yeah. I hope that's good advice. Thank you for that. I hope, though, that people don't mix that up, because if they sort of only heard a bit of that, they might go outside with a firework, sellotape it to an animal... And then throw that to the wind.
No, not your listeners wouldn't.
No, you're right, they wouldn't.
Thank you a lot, John.
Thanks very much for that advice. Obviously follow the firework code there, which I think is the one where two fireworks got married and are descended from Jesus. Is that the firework code? I don't know.
Hello?
What? Yes?
Hi, is that right? Are you the John Holmes that took over from Ian Lee on the 11 o'clock show?
Yes.
Right, are you hoping that the same doesn't happen to this show that
I did to the 11 o'clock show? Yeah, thank you very much, Dad.
From the makers of Bridget Jones and About a Boy, it's 1966, and Bernie Rubens is about to celebrate.
So what is a bar mitzvah, then, dude?
Mazel tov.
The
John Holmes. Oh, I've got to read this one out now as well. We've got three of these today. I didn't have any on when... You could spread them around a bit. Should I do it a DJ voice?
Yes, please.
Okay. So it's called a live read, in case you're wondering what... you have to do them. It's contractual. Discover the incredible untold story of the Witches of Oz and how one came to be called good and the other wicked. Find out how a young green girl became the infamous Wicked Witch of the West. You can book tickets to see Wicked now by calling LBC Ticket Hotline 0870 3800 973 or go to our website lbc.co.uk. The Sunday Tele... I've got to read this bit as well. The Sunday Telegraph calls Wicked blockbuster entertainment, sexy, sassy, and sensational. Experience Wicked, the untold story of the Witches of Oz, the Apollo Theatre, Victoria, London's Embassy. Yep. Can't say I don't do what I'm told. Okay, next caller, yes.
All right, there.
All right, fine, thanks. You?
Yeah, nice to hear you again, John.
Well, it's a pleasure to hear you and be heard by you. So.
Lovely, thank you very much. Last time I heard you, we were talking about the salad guy, Mr. Harvester.
Mr. Harvester Salad Cart, yes.
Yep. Now, I don't wish to be controversial or anything.
No.
But I think the way to a woman's salad cart is through the wine. And if he'd have actually, you know, if he'd have done a little bit more homework...
Yeah.
...could have got a couple of decent flights to France...
Yeah.
...less than a meal at Harvester...
Yeah.
You understand?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
A few wines...
Yeah.
In the salad cart.
Straight in the salad cart. Probably unlimited visits.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And what a fantastic, like, day out as well.
There's so much there, isn't there? So much to do.
Exactly.
You
could have took around the wine market.
Yep.
Or the big brews warehouses.
Yep.
And they give it to you for free.
So he wouldn't even have to spend any apart from getting there. What a cheap...
Apart from getting there.
And she's going to be drunk by the end of that.
Exactly.
Straight to the salad cart.
And all he's got to do is give her a nice, like, croissant afterwards, and yep. Bang, he's in the salad cart.
He is, yeah.
All right, then, John.
Good,
all the best, mate.
Good advice. Good advice, sir. Thank you very much for that. I will pass that on to Simon. Very good advice. Hello, who's that next? Yes.
Hello, what, John.
Hello.
I'm Steve from Waltham Abbey.
Hello, Steve from Waltham Abbey. Pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well, and I must say I do enjoy it when you're on. You were on Wednesday, I believe.
I was this week, yeah, I was on Wednesday. But I'm in all week next week.
Are you? I was listening to you on Wednesday. I just wanted to correct something that you said about the big house, the manor house off the M25.
The Copt Hall, was it?
You said Copt Hall.
That's right, I did. The first person who was telling me about it said it was called Copted Hall, he said. I'd written that down. And then, yeah, you're absolutely right. I since found out that it is Copt Hall. Yes.
Absolutely right. I live in Waltham Abbey, which is not far from there.
Have you ever been there? Because this was a haunted mansion, according to several people, on Wednesday.
I didn't know it was haunted, but I can tell you, I'd have to ring up another time with the website, but I believe you can visit it. There is a possibility that with friends of the Copt Hall Trust, I think is the website, that you can actually go on arranged tours, and they do have events there, and they're trying to raise money to sort of improve the building.
Well, there you go. Well, because it's the one you can see from the M25, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a completely burned out shell of a building.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently, you see, we're talking about because apparently there are tunnels that run from it under the land.
And that was one of the reasons I tried to ring through on Wednesday, because I was fascinated listening to a caller talking about the tunnels, and it reminded me that when I worked in the city back in the 70s, that the other thing that I found personally very interesting was the fact that there were a number of rivers running under London.
There are, yeah, and they often diverted them for building reasons and stuff, and they're still there, running, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I wanted to say.
No, thank you.
I look forward to listening to you next week.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to you ringing in then with more tunnel news.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve. Good. See, that follows up from Wednesday, and I like that. Next call, yes. That call was good. Let's see if this is mental or not. Hello.
Oh, no. Are you on All Next Week?
Yes.
Great.
Hooray!
Look
forward to it. Thanks very much. Yo! Yeah. Right. Hello, you there. What?
Hello.
Hello.
John.
Hello. Who?
I think I know the reason for the coconut song.
Oh, go on.
I think it's something to do with coconut shies.
The thing with the what?
Roll a ball. Yep. Roll a ball, a penny a pinch. Penny a go.
Right. Is it some old sort of, you know...
Probably.
Some old gypsy shouting? Is that what it is? That they just...
Oh, and by the way, apparently the little hen's like the little hen man's like the mascot of the Ian Lee.
I know, but Ian... I know he is. I've heard it. But Ian's not here. Thus...
Yeah, but this is still the Ian Lee show because it's in Ian Lee's slot.
Not today, Helen.
Oh, whatever.
It's not... well, she started off quite friendly, didn't she? Soon got arsey. Yeah, next. Yes, yes. Hello.
Hello, is that the John?
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to say I love your show on the Sunrise Radio. It's great.
Oh, isn't it?
And I love the way you do big pimping on the Wheels of Steel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. He's a regular winner on the pimping Wheels of Steel game I do on Sunrise. Hello. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Hello.
Could you turn your radio down?
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Otherwise, it just sounds weird. Hello.
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 We've not spoken before, but I just wanted to call and say what a good show it is tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't worry about the little hen man. I'm just really glad that somebody's finally cutting off all the nutters.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, there are just too many nutters, frankly.
All you've got to do is get rid of that other guy that keeps phoning up, Veruca or whatever.
Veruca, the gay one, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you'll have a really good show.
Marvellous. Well, thank you very much for that. How kind.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, that's how nice and polite the callers are, really. You know, I mean, everyone says, oh, the callers are mad when you put the phones, just put them on. But no, turns out that actually some aren't mental after all. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Are you mental or are you normal?
No, I'm normal. I'm telling
you. Well, you don't sound normal, to be honest. That's a bit of a mental...
I travel every other weekend picking the grandson up from rugby to Folkestone, Folkestone rugby.
Oh, yeah.
And I always listen to LBC. And I always thought people from London were sane, but I've realised now...
No, they're not, are they?
No, they're terrible. I've never heard anything like...
Oh, no. Do you live in Rugby? Do you live in Rugby?
No, I live in Folkestone.
Oh, okay.
And the daughter lives in Rugby.
Oh, I see.
And every time I'm travelling up the M1, M25,
yep.
And I always put LBC on, and I have such a laugh.
Good. Well, that's nice, isn't it? See, another one. Nice.
Listen, I've worked all around the world as well, and I've listened to radio stations around the world, like the Americans ones that used to say, you know, they used to say, don't drink and drive, and always have another guy with you to drive.
Yeah.
And the American radio station in Kuwait used to drive around the bend with what they used to come out with.
Right.
You couldn't believe what they said, but LBC and this time really tops the lot.
Well,
I've never heard so many nutters in my life.
Well, what a
anyway.
Fine call you are for that. Right, very kind. I think he's gone. He said he was normal. He sounded mental. Sounded mental to me. Hello, line half. Hello. Could you turn your radio down, please? Thank you very much. Hello.
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 What are you?
What am I?
Yes.
Oh, I'm just going to ask you out on a date.
Okay.
Yep. How'd you fancy coming to bingo one night?
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, whatever.
What night could you make, then?
Next week, Thursday. No, I can't do Thursday, I'm at a thing.
Well, where should I pick you up, you know, what time?
Studios, thing, about, well...
You don't seem too interested.
No, I am, I'm just trying to think what time, because I'm doing this next week, I'm just trying to work out what time I'm going to be finished, but, frankly, I kind of tend to get a bit bored about 5:45, so if you could pick me up at 5:45 at LBC...
Uh-huh.
Then we're just going to play bingo.
Okay, then.
Are you, question, though, would I get access, unlimited visits to your salad cart?
Well, it all depends if you take me to the harvester or not.
Right, fair enough. I will be taking you. I will be taking you up the harvester. Yes.
Or you can take me to the fish and chip shop. Easy.
All right. Well, you're an easy date, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're just telling me you're some sort of easy woman of easy virtue.
Yeah. Anything for an easy life.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Then date, I'll see you.
I'll see you Wednesday.
Okay. Then.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Me sorted. Yep, next. Hello, what? Yep. Honestly. Are we really going to waste the last... How long have we got? 47 seconds of the show listening to this. No, I'm going to get rid of it. Get rid of it. We've got 40 seconds left. Go. Hello.
Hi, I just want to say... This is Sarah, by the way.
Hi, Sarah again. Hello.
In the Greenwich. I just want to say, I forgot that Russell Brand actually wore a lot of makeup, and I think he's quite fit, so men can wear makeup, yes.
See, Sarah, what you've managed... Don't sigh like that, you weirdo. What you've managed to do brilliantly is bring, in the last draining seconds of the show, you've brought it back round to one of the topics we were discussing earlier, and I admire you for that.
Isn't that genius?
You are a born natural.
And you got asked out by an old woman.
I got asked out by an old woman. Yeah, you know. But as long as you know she, lets me get to the salad cart, then that's fine. Anyway, thank you very much.
Oh,
Bye.
Go away. Right, okay, we're out of time. I'm here again next week, all week. Bye. Thank you. Bye. You want to buy a car?